Here we go. It's week four of the high school football season, and tonight, Manchester visits Grass Lake. Tonight's coverage of Football Frenzy is being brought to you by Artmaid Chevrolet, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers, Northwest Community Schools, Pickens' Spas and Leisure Products, ERA Reardon Realty, the Jackson YMCA, Penn Chiropractic Center, Lester Brothers, Jackson Public Schools, B&G Landscape Creations, Tri-County Water, Subway, Callis Brothers Floor Covering, Grass Lake Chamber of Commerce, Ghostwriter DJs. Now, we throw it over to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Captain Steve Boyle and Jason Smith.
Hey, we missed the kickoff here. The tailgate ran a little long, and they got started a little quick here. But Manchester takes the kickoff at about the 20, and we get a run back from Braden Ballard to the 38-yard line. And now on first and 10, Manchester with the handoff for no gain, and we're underway here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. Jason, thanks for joining me tonight.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Very excited. That was a rough first play there. It looked like a triple option there by Manchester to get things going.
They'll go out of the shotgun now. Zagila, he throws a quick pass out of the backfield, getting some room to run up the sideline. Jordan Good, he's pulled out of bounds. Looks like he'd be just shy of the first down.
Good little bubble screen there by Manchester. Tackled by Jordan Good on Grass Lake side, the one of the captains for the Warriors.
Third and less than two. Manchester gets a good play there to keep their offensive drive going here in the early going on the K105.3 Football Frenzy, brought to you by Art Main Chevrolet. 2-year lease on the Chevy Cruze, still for grabs. We'll get those qualifiers to you when we get them here on the broadcast. Third down play for Manchester.
Grass Lake stack in the box, showing blitz.
Two backs for the Dutchman. Handoff is to 47. They stand him up. He had some room to run. Carson Hunter for the Dutch. We'll see where they give the forward progress to, and they do award them a first down at the 49-3/4-yard line.
I think that was a little bit of a generous spot there, but who are we to question?
Well, you know, this is the vantage point for which we have that exact spot is where we have the best possible view of how far he was. I like the spot. I guess he seemed to have that forward progress, but Grass Lake's pretty strong on the defense and pulled him back a little bit. They go four wide now for the Dutch, three to the right for the Manchester offense out of the shotgun. And he'll hand it off. Runs off tackle. Got some room to go there. He's got about 9 yards. And pulled down once again, number 47, Carson Hunter. Big 5'11", 215-pound back for the Dutchman.
He is a big, big boy. Dalton Diubel for Grass Lake brought him down in the secondary after a nice read option play.
Yeah, once you spread him out like that, you hope to open up a little space in there for running room, and they do get that. He got about 8 yards on the play, second down. And yeah, let's say 2.5. Give spake to Hunter again, but the Grass Lake defense, great penetration. Zagila nowhere to go. He's pulled down and called a 7-yard loss.
Wyatt Walker in there on the tackle, and that's how you defend the read option. That was perfect. The read guy stayed home, let the play develop, and then went after the football. If you just attack one side or the other, you can overplay it. The quarterback can pull it back and keep it, but he did a great job of staying home to make that tackle.
So that's going to bring a third at about 9 for the Manchester team. 2-1 on the season so far for the Dutch. Their lone loss coming at a very good Clinton team. They're 2-0 in the Cascade Conference. Zagila under center. He's back to pass. A lot of penetration. He's going to get pulled down. No, he stays on his feet. Fumbles. Ball picked up by Grass Lake. Nobody's stopping. That's going to be a touchdown.
There's a flag on the field.
Danny Vacolo comes up with a loose football, but as you said, we got a flag on the field.
The flag came down along the Grass Lake sideline, so it appears that maybe too many men on the field, as some of the players may have accidentally run out onto the field. We'll wait to get the call here.
Yeah, Zagila trying to stay on his feet on that pass play and just had big number 44, Luke Coppernol, in the backfield with him.
They're getting sideline infraction.
The touchdown still counts. And you know, I swear to you, Jason, the last time we were here at Grass Lake, they got in trouble for that. I don't know if it's just an overzealous coaching staff just excited on a big play. But huge defense play to get the penetration. They weren't going to get the first down because, like I said, Luke Copperdale in the backfield about ready to pull that guy down. Instead, he fumbles. Grass Lake gets the touchdown. They're going for the two-point conversion now. Out of the shotgun, Lutschko get his first chance at it for the Warriors. Pass into the end zone. Falls incomplete. Failed conversion. 6-0, though, Warriors. The offense has not seen the field. Great defensive play for Grass Lake. We'll take a 30-second break here on the Football Frenzy. 6-0, Warriors lead the Dutchman on K105.3.
If your tailgate's boring, not enough food, then you need the Big Green Egg. That's right, the Big Green Egg. The Big Green Egg. Like the Mini Max Egg that can cook a 12-pound turkey, 4 burgers, 1 chicken, 2 steaks, or a rack of ribs. Found only at Pecos' Spas and Leisure Products on Main Street in Brooklyn. Plus, you'll also find 8 spas under $4,500. Get a hot tub for under $4,500. 100% financing available at Pecos' Spas and Leisure Products, Main Street in Brooklyn. Your home for the Big Green Egg and 8 spas under $4,500.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, K105.3 Football Frenzy. 6-0 Grass Lake. Big defensive play to force a fumble. And nothing but green in front of Copperdale as he picks up the fumble and runs it in. And now the Warriors will kick off again. Manchester with another chance at it here. Let's take a look at our B&G landscape weather report here in the pregame. Well, would have been the pregame. We got partly cloudy skies, a little bit of sunshine. We'll see increasing clouds through the afternoon as he nearly breaks away from the Grass Lake defense. One guy left, and he does pull him down. That's Jordan Good on the return for the Dutch. He's pulled down close to the 45.
One man to beat, it was Hayden Cochran, the kicker, who brought him down. And that's always moderately embarrassing as a kick returner to have the kicker bring you down. But Hayden is no slouch on his own, and that was a great form on the tackle.
44-yard line. The starting spot for the Dutch. Again, our B&G landscape weather report is for that chance of rain. Looks like it might hold off until after game time, so we'll just look at a cloudy sky and temperatures in the upper 60s. B&G landscape got mulch. Back to pass, Manchester, quick out, and it is caught at the 50-yard line.
They are going to rule that a catch. It looked like it may have hit the ground.
No, I didn't. I saw it. He had it the whole way.
Good job,
Caleb Goodell on the catch for the Dutch.
It looks like Grass Lake on defense has come out in sort of a 4-4 type of defense, occasionally stacking 5 on the line and 3 linebackers, 3 wide, 4 wide for Manchester.
Manchester spreads it out of the shotgun. The give is to the running back, and Grass Lake's gotten wise to that play. They pull him down for no gain. Carry once again is Caleb Goodell.
Jacob Horner in on the tackle there for Grass Lake.
Excuse me, Carson Hunter on the carry.
Another read option play. Looks like Grass Lake has sniffed that out pretty well. The last time that Manchester ran that play, the quarterback with the keeper, he was brought down for a huge loss one play before the fumble.
Well, you know, if you spread it out like that, Jason, then there's no real threat of the pass yet. There's no need for you to respect those receivers, so Grass Lake has been going one-on-one on the coverage, still looking to stuff the box up.
Manchester goes trips left.
Back to pass, Aguila, and it's a screen out to the receiver. Looking for some room to the sideline, and the Grass Lake Warrior defense sniffs that out quickly on third down. And the pass goes to Braden Ballard, and he's pulled down just shy of the 50-yard line. It's going to be fourth down and call it 4 yards for the Dutchman.
And that was Michael Mullitz on the tackle for Grass Lake. And again, Grass Lake does a great job staying home, reading what's happening, letting the play develop, not overselling, not overdriving into going after the quarterback. Everybody stayed home, did their job, and got a good stop on it. Bring up fourth down.
Punt unit comes out for the Dutch. Joe Bacolo back to return for Grass Lake.
He has the touchdown.
And a nice punt, high one. Bacolo's got it inside the 20. Dodges the tackler. He's got room on the sideline. Now he turns it back in over the 30 to the 33-yard line. He's pulled down by the Dutch special teams. And a little extra curricular at the end of the tackle there, really nailing it home. Grasslake will get their first shot at the offense, leading 6-0, 6:57 to go first quarter on your K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Caleb Goodell and Colton Brown on the tackle for Manchester.
And this will be our first glimpse of the Warriors offense this year. All the reports are that they are spectacular, and Luchka has no problem using all of the tools at his disposal. We'll throw to anywhere from 5 to 10 receivers, and they spread it right out with 3 left. And they'll screen pass. Well covered by Jordan Good.
Tyler Horkey, the receiver there, brought down for a little bit of a loss.
Yeah, Manchester all over that screen pass. Luchka gets the call from the sideline. Grasslake will take 2nd and 11.
Excuse me, that was Jared Henry on the reception.
2nd and 11 from their own 32-yard line. Grasslake sets up again in the shotgun, trips left from the left hash. Handoff goes into the line, nowhere to go. Manchester, a slew of Dutchmen making the tackle there on the carry for Danny Vicolo.
Hunter Carson was the first one to make contact for the Dutchmen.
They're down at 10 now for the Warriors.
And it looks like the Dutchmen are going to put 3 down linemen for their defensive front. 2 of them have now stood up.
They need all the coverage they can get. 4 wide receivers for Grasslake. Luchka back to pass. He's got an open man into his hands, and he dropped it. That would have been a first down. Hayden Cochran can't quite pull it in. Bring up a 4th down and 10 for Grasslake. This would be a punting situation. Leading 6-0, 5:51 to go first quarter.
When he had nobody around him, really, just had to make the catch. Just couldn't quite haul it in. Throwing a little bit on the wide side, but a good effort to try to haul that one in.
Yeah, for the most part, I thought that was pretty pretty sharp throw. And just a drop. You're going to get that from time to time.
Always a tough throw on the run.
Well, so far the story's been defense, Jason. Neither one of the offenses seem to find any rhythm, and both defensives have made big plays. Here on the punt return, some open field for Jordan Good. He's hit hard and brought down near midfield, where Manchester will start with good field position, bring the offense back out onto the field.
There with Hayden Cochran on the tackle. And he makes his way back to the sideline, kind of holding his elbow, shoulder, and wrist. And now he's put his hand on his shoulder, and he's shaking his head like he can't lift it that well.
That was a heck of a collision out there.
That was a big hit, big-time hit.
1st and 10 for Manchester from the 50-yard line.
Looks like they're going to go from the I formation.
They get Zagila under center. He had a pretty nice game. And their last one, throwing for a couple of touchdowns, make it 3 TDs, 109 yards.
And a nice run there. That was Jordan Good on the carry. Picked up around 9 there on the give from the I formation.
It's going to Good this time as Hunter Carson has been the featured back on the first couple of possessions.
And Jordan Good gives them a good mix. He looks more of a speed back type of feel.
That thunder and lightning
exactly idea
here. 2nd and 1 for the Dutch.
Looks like Grasslake will back off the line a little bit. They had 5 on the line and sent all 5 in. They'll back up to a 4-3 type defense.
I formation again, and the give's to Good, and he's got the first down. And that's going to get into the 37-yard line. We're looking for the official spot here as they clear up the scrum, but yeah, it looks like about the 37.
Jacob Horner in on the tackle for Grasslake, one of their defensive linemen that they switch out rather frequently on that defensive front.
Manchester breaks the huddle. They're going to stick with the I formation, putting Zagila under center. And you've got Hunter Carson and Jordan Good in the backfield.
Grasslake.
2 wide receivers.
Back into that 4-3.
Back in motion, gives to Good, into the line, nowhere to go. He battles, struggles ahead. I say he's probably got 1 yard on the carry, where he's pulled down by a couple different Grasslake Warriors.
Linebacker Danny Vicolo on the tackle. Credited with our only touchdown of the game so far, with 4 and change left to play here in the first.
And there's a 2nd down and 9 for the Dutch. saw a lot of shotgun formation in the first couple possessions. They've switched to this I formation now. Having a little more success as they're working their way into Grass Lake territory. And this one will be play action pass. Good pursuit. But he gets the pass away. Caught by the big tight end. And he'll barrel it forward for a first down. Number 36, Dylan Novak on the reception.
Number 36, Dylan Novak.
Big play on the offense there for Manchester.
Tackle was Cole Hamlin on the stop there. Brings up the first down. And Manchester is having plenty of success on this drive after really not showing much of anything on their opening possession.
Dylan Novak's listed at 6'3", 255.
Big boy.
That's a big body out there. Barrels ahead for that first down, and now we'll get Manchester back in the shotgun. A couple wings. And that's we call that a reverse play. It goes in the line to a real quick reverse. Not a lot of room. And nowhere to go on the run. That'll bring up a second down and 9 yards for the Dutchman.
Paul Durheim on the carry for the Dutchman. And we're going to see Jacob Mullitz check back into the game for Grass Lake on that defensive line. Again, shifting out. Do a great job of substituting in and out on that defensive line. Keeps him fresh.
Manchester sends a wing in motion. And there's an option pitch out to... That's going to go to Hunter Carson. Yeah, he's pulled down for no gain. That's going to bring a third and long for the Dutch. It looks like he might even have lost a yard on that one. Well pursued by the Grass Lake defense.
Jared Henry on the tackle, the cornerback. Two-way player there for Grass Lake. Jared Henry, he's also a wide receiver.
2:18 to go first quarter. Still a 6-0 Grass Lake lead, and they've got Manchester on third and long. Trips right
back in
for
Zagila.
Sit out of the shotgun.
Grass Lake into the nickel formation with that extra
play action. Zagila with the pass. Now he'll pull it down to try and run. He's got a little space, but quick closing speed by the Warrior defense. He's got about 2-3 yards on the play. Bring a fourth down for the Dutch.
Big hit there by Zach Foreman to make the stop and bring up fourth down.
Yeah, it looked like there was going to be a lot of room there for Zagila to run, but he just kind of, that Grass Lake defense reacted quickly and closed that space and shut him down. Fourth down and 8 yards for the Dutch.
The offense going to stay on the field here. Nick Tindall has quite a boot for Manchester, but probably not enough to hit a field goal from this distance.
Well, it looks like they are putting the stand down. We're going to get a field goal attempt.
This is Nick Tindall, who is also their punter, and he has a big, big leg.
Set the tee to 33. They're looking for a 43-yarder, and it never got set quick enough. And timing looked off. That's no good. Grass Lake will take over on downs.
And the play looked a little rushed from the Manchester side. It looked like they had plenty of time. The line was holding up well. Just couldn't get the formation going the way they wanted it. Couldn't get things running, and unfortunately it ends up in a very, very short field goal.
You know, when you think about everything that has to go right on a field goal attempt, precision-wise, from the snap to the set to the kick, it's impressive when someone's very good at that. So
yeah, especially at this level in high school, you don't see too many outstanding kickers, or even punters for that matter, and Nick Tindall has the leg to accomplish both.
So Grass Lake will set up out of the shotgun, and that's a handoff. Not a ton of room to run. Luke Copperno on the run.
Gus Rickelman on the stop, the senior linebacker for the Dutchman.
Second down and 9 yards as we count down the waning seconds of the first quarter. We're under a minute now left on the clock. Grass Lake set up to run their second down play from their own 21-yard line. Out of the shotgun, Luchka hands off again. This time he's got some room to run out to the outside. He's going to be close to the first down marker. He's got it, and he's pulled down. That is Jeremiah Brandenburg on the run. First down for the Grass Lake Warriors. Now stop the clock as they move the chains.
Braden Ballard with the tackle there. He's another one of the Dutchman's secondary. Good job there to get the corner and pick up the yardage needed to bring up that first down with 35.3 to go.
Shotgun for Luchka again, and he'll hand off this time to Copperno. Copperno hit in the backfield, but he battles ahead for a couple yards. And that'll get the clock going, and we're down to 25 seconds. Second down and 7 yards. for the Warriors.
Charlie Depp on the tackle for the Dutchman. And it looks like Grass Lake is going to try to get one more playoff before the quarter ends. They're hustling somebody back out onto the field. They better hustle, though. They've got 7 seconds left.
Lutschka in the shotgun. Danny Vaccolo joins him in the backfield. Four wideouts for the Warriors. 1.9 on the clock, and we'll get a timeout, it looks like. Timeout Manchester.
Didn't like the formation they saw, obviously, from Grass Lake, so they'll take a timeout. Reset.
I'd rather burn that timeout than get burned deep on a pass route or something that puts some points up in the first quarter. Still 6-0 Grass Lake, a fumble recovery on Manchester's first possession. Return for a touchdown, failure on the conversion. That's where we stand points-wise during the timeout. We'll keep it right here for a moment. We can go over some of the stuff that we might have mentioned on the pregame. Manchester, like I said, 2-1 overall, 2-0 in the league. They have their lone loss was to Clinton, 48-12. That is a good Clinton program. They beat Addison 21-8, and then a week ago, 42-28 victory over Hanover Horton. So that's how Manchester stands. They got a couple different guys who run the ball. Braden Ballard, 7 catches for 90 yards and 3 touchdowns against Hanover. That's a pretty nice stat line, so you're going to want to watch him in the passing game. Though Manchester really has struggled to get anything going on offense, but so has Grass Lake. As they come out of the timeout, get back on the field against 2nd and 7 with 1.9 to go here first quarter on your K105.3 football frenzy.
Got 2 wide to the right. Manchester looks like they're going to send 6.
Gives to Vaccolo on a sweep play, and he'll get about 4 yards. And that's going to run out the time on the first quarter. 6-0, Grass Lake leads Manchester. We'll take a 1-minute break on K105.3, the football frenzy.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. That's the 3:50 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 3:50 sub of the day, every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
Just finished high school and not sure what to do next? Or maybe you're just looking for a career change. It's not too late to register for fall classes at Baker College of Jackson. Classes start September 26th, where you can learn skilled trades from engineering to manufacturing and cyber defense, plus bachelor's of science degrees in nursing and several other health-related fields. Registration for classes ends September 15th. Enroll now. Learn more at baker.edu or on Facebook at Baker College of Jackson.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's hit music, K105.3.
Quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard here. Lumen Christie's got 7 points, getting themselves an early advantage. And Sexton, 7-0 over Jay High. I thought they had Grand Ledge tonight. Oh, that's next week. I'm thinking of next week. So Lumen Christie Northwest, Lumen Christie up 7-0, and Sexton 7-0 against Jackson High. Our score here, 6-0, Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. Matt Lehman got the night off. His kids are being honored on the Concord Wall of Fame tonight, so he wanted to be there while his kids were enshrined. Handoff for the Grass Lake offense. That's going to go to Vaccolo. And he gets about back to the line of scrimmage, nothing more. On the third down play. Looks like they might spot him. That's actually a pretty generous spot, I think.
It was a very generous spot, and it looks like... We're going to get a timeout, maybe? Or are they going to call in the chain gang?
I don't think it's necessary for a measurement. I think,
I think they're plenty short.
Yeah. They are going to pull out the chains, though.
Oh, there you go.
The ruling on the field is for a fourth and one, I saw, but apparently it looks closer. We don't always have a great angle on that measurement, and we're often wrong.
Charlie Depp on the stop for Manchester, by the way.
That is going to come up short of the first down. So 4th and inches for the Warriors.
So what do you do here? You've got a 6-0 lead. You're 4th and very, very short. You might as well go for it. I mean, what do you got to lose? If anything, you're going to chew up a little bit of clock and get things rocking and rolling here.
You know, to me, Jason, if you don't feel like you can get inches against a team, hang it up. You know what I mean? 4th and inches, if you don't feel like you can get, you don't have a play in your book where you can get inches.
You're on the wrong side of the field, though. So, I mean, but they have had defense that has bent but hasn't broken yet. So why not go for it? They'll go from the pistol formation here.
Let's go look into the sideline. Looks like a little uncertainty in the play calling from the sideline. Audible. Lechka goes up under center now.
And now they'll stack him up.
And they're going to just go forward, and Lechka falls forward. He's actually got a couple yards on the play. Get over the 45, and we'll see where they spot it. I'm saying 47-yard line. Good drive from the Grass Lake offensive line for first down.
Great push there, and it's Jesse Tedder for the Manchester Flying Dutchman who made the stop there.
So they'll set her down at the 46 where Grass Lake's got a first and 10. Still in their own territory, but knocking on Manchester's door. Lechka out of the shotgun. And that's a gift to Vacolo. Runs hard. He's over the 50. They should spot that about the 49-yard line of Manchester's side of the field.
And once again, Charlie Depp, the 5'11", 205-pound junior defensive lineman with the stop.
Yeah, getting his name called a lot tonight. Always a sign that you're doing something right.
If you can get that front four to make stops.
Lechka out of the shotgun. They do that bubble screen out to the receiver. Breaks a tackle. He's got some room to run up the sideline. He'll get pushed out of bounds. Looks like down by the 30-yard line.
And we have a flag in the backfield.
It's not an exciting spot to have a flag if you're Grass Lake after a big play. And it is indeed a hold that's going to go against the Warriors. So bring it back. 10:37 to go second quarter. Came on a 5.3 Football Frenzy. Steve Boyle and Jason Smith in for Matt Lehman tonight. Lumen Christie now up 14-0 against the Mounties out on Van Horn Road.
And you really hope that holding call isn't a drive killer for Grass Lake. They had a great play, had a lot of momentum. You could tell that they were charged up. Then the holding play brings it back, and you really hope that doesn't shut down the good momentum they've had.
And second down at about 18 yards, four wide receivers, two split out each side. Lechka back to pass. A lot of time. And he threw a laser through the hands of his receiver, who happened to be Hayden Cockream. And that's going to bring up third and call it 18 for the Grass Lake Warriors.
Lechka looked really comfortable in the pocket back there, had plenty of time, didn't get happy feet like you see a lot of young quarterbacks do. Just a great, great amount of poise back there for Lechka.
Trips to his left, and he's back to pass again. He's got a man open on the flat, and again hits the hands and can't quite pull it in. Little interference there from the Manchester defense, but the drop's going to go to Hayden Cockream. And that's going to bring up fourth and long. This, I would say, a punting situation.
Absolutely, you have to punt here. I mean, fourth and looks like 18. They've got it on the board for them. Good job of coverage there by Caleb Goodall for Manchester. Caleb, a 5'11", 160 senior.
And you said it, Jason, that the penalty killed the drive on that one. They had something working, a little momentum, a little rhythm, and that's all dashed by the holding call. So Grass Lake punts. And decent punt going up the right sideline, and that'll be downed at the 34-yard line where Manchester will take over.
Scott Crutchfield was downfield to prepare to make a tackle and kind of turned around and said, look what I found, and had the football in his hands to down it. I'm sure if he had a little bit more time to dance out of the way, that looked like it was about to take a Grass Lake bounce.
Yeah, it was heading, it probably gets down to the, I don't know, say the 25 or even maybe even a little closer. Oh, and we got the qualifier list here for the Chevy Cruze. Congratulations to David Holcomb, Chris Huttenlocker, Mike Foreman, Charles Nosbisch, Jerry Whitaker, Terry Kincaid, Jesse Fry, Jessica Pfluger, Ruthie Seeger, and Sharon Collins all qualified for the two-year lease on the Chevy Cruze. And again, Amanda Hamp is a winner tonight for a girl kit from Pegasus 5 and Leisure Products. There's a handoff, the big running back.
That is Dylan Novak.
And he's got nowhere to go. Pretty stout defensive line there for the Warriors, holding up well. Second down and 10 for Manchester.
Zach Foreman on the stop there. And you have to congratulate all of those winners for the qualifiers for the Chevy Cruze. driven the car. It's really, really nice.
How
backup
did you get
camera.
To drive the car?
I may or may not have had to move it out of the driveway for a minute to get the boat out.
But, oh, all right.
Yeah. Nice backup camera. I got to see
nice.
That feature. Very
nice.
Cool.
I formation now for the Dutch. Second down and 10. And the give is to Good out of the backfield. And he wriggles ahead for two, but not much room to run. 9:30 to go here in the second quarter. And we still have a 6-0 score.
Jacob Horner in on the stop for Grass Lake.
And, you know, the way both of these teams have put up points this year, you kind of got the impression that this might be a shootout. I mean, Grass Lake puts up 53 last week against East Jackson. But we're at 6-0, and neither team has scored an offensive point.
It's a bend-but-don't-break defense on both sides. They've given up yardage, but good stop there.
Yeah, that was a good-looking play drawn up by Manchester. A little misdirection, handoff to Good, but Grass Lake Warriors, their defense looks quick to me, Jason. They're every gap is closed very fast, and they have done a great job of shutting down Manchester. Bring up a fourth and about 7 yards, and the Manchester punt unit will take to the field.
Once again, the big boot of Zach Tindall comes out. The big tight end, defensive end slash punter. He's 6'1", 200, and kind of has that Sebastian Janikowski build to him. He's got that big body and a big leg to go with it.
Piccolo back deep for the Warriors. The punt will take a Manchester bounce, kind of rolls along the sidelines. Pretty good punt. That's going to get Grass Lake first and 10 from their own 24.
Great job on the punt by Tyndall after the really low snap. I mean, anything can go wrong with a low snap like that. Could turn into a broken play, at least a blocked punt. Fumbles, anything could go wrong, and he did a good job of recovering nicely to get a good punt off.
You know, we have a back-and-forth game the way this one's kind of been. It's been a field position duel, so a good punt like that, you know, keeps Manchester on the advantage in the field position game. Grass Lake will have to work out of their own end of the field here.
This is about as far pinned back as I think we've seen Grass Lake all game. So if Manchester's defense can hold, they should have some halfway decent field position.
With four wide receivers, let's go back to pass again. And there he's got a man deep. And they're going to get a pass interference call on that one, or a defensive holding at least. He had him beat, and the pass is up in the air, and the defender just kind of reached out and grabbed him. Intended receiver on the play, Jared Henry.
That was Braden Ballard. On the coverage there, and you got to wonder if really he had a reasonable ability to make the catch there if he hadn't been held up on the interference call, because it looked a little bit long, but.
Yeah, just so they are going to get the defensive holding call. But we do have we'll have offsetting penalties with an illegal receiver downfield for the Warriors, so what looked like might be a chance for them to move the football a little bit on the penalty, they'll stand pat and be first down and 10. It's as if the play never happened. 8:14 on the clock. Left to go here first half. Lutschka out of the shotgun. Quick pass this time out to Henry. And Henry, collision there with Braden Ballard. He'll be shy of the first down, but close to the marker. Second down and one, after 9 yards on the first down play for Grass Lake.
Looks like Grass Lake's going to go to sort of a no-huddle type offense.
Back to pass, another quick pass to Henry. Another couple of good tackles by the Dutch. Big hit laid down. That one number
Paul 20. Durheim.
Yeah.
Big hit there from the 5'11", 180 junior. For the Dutchman. That secondary for Manchester, if they give up the pass, they certainly know how to lay the lumber.
Most definitely. But Grass Lake's kind of spotted that they're laying off of Jared Henry, giving him a lot of cushion there. So the quick pass, they've been able to eat up 5-6 yards before a defender can even get to him. It's first and 10 from the Grass Lake 39. This time it's a handoff to Piccolo, and he lost the football.
Looks like Manchester defense was signaling they had it, but fallen on. Great job there by Wyatt Walker.
So Grass Lake will retain possession, and will actually get probably 2 to 3 yards there on the fumble carry. Second down and 7 with 7:02 to go first half. Grass Lake leading 6-0.
nickel defense for Manchester with one safety playing back deep.
Lutz come back to pass. They go right back to Vaccolo, and he's still on his feet, but he will get dragged down. Forward progress ought to move it up a little bit. We'll see where the spot is officially. They're going to put it down at 43. Third down, call it six.
Gus Rickelman on the stop for Manchester. And again, the Manchester defense has one safety playing deep, so they're aware of the ability to throw the football.
Nice mix of pass and run here by the Warriors. On the third and long play, you expect it to be passing. A lot of time for the quarterback, and it's caught. Hayden Cockerham stand on his feet. He's into Manchester territory. Bullet, absolute bullet by Luchka. Cockerham catches it for a nice gain for Grass Lake. They're going to get into Manchester territory.
And again,
first
that's
10.
Great poise by Luchka there to step up into the pocket. Did a great job, fired on point. A little bit of a juggle, but brought it in. All they needed, they got the yardage just enough for the first down.
And first and 10 from the Manchester 46-yard line. Luchka out of the shotgun, and he will give on a delayed handoff. But that does nothing, and Manchester defense right there, and that's going to be a loss of about two on the play.
It is Nick Tindall on the tackle. First time we've called his name on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, but he's been busy on the field tonight.
He has been very busy on special teams.
Five and a half to go first half. 6-0 Grass Lake driving now, but second and 12. Luchka back to pass. A lot of time again. Looking real deep. Jordan Good. And in a battle, a little contact.
They
in between.
Got a flag.
That's going to go again. That might be offensive pass interference. Because look at the defender had a good shot at the ball.
It really could have gone either way. And the tip drill, it almost ended up into Lucas Challenger's hands. They're going to call it on Manchester.
It is going to go against Manchester. I'm not surprised because, like I said, there was a little bit of contact, and I guess the favor is going to go to the receiver on that one. But Jordan Henry had a good shot of catching that ball, even with the interference, and couldn't quite get it. Nice pass again by Luchka. And again, good time back there for him to find somebody. Kudos to this Grass Lake offensive line. Looking great on this drive. And first down for Grass Lake now.
Manchester moves to a dime defense now.
33-yard line. Luchka quick out, and it's caught. Dodges a tackler. He's going to get it to the sideline, turn it upfield to the first down marker, out of bounds. We got another flag on the
flag
field.
Flag in the backfield. That, and you saw on the Grass Lake sideline, all of the coaches threw their hands up, and another great play that is likely going to come back.
Joe Vaccolo on the reception and the run after catch. But that's going to be a holding call against Grass Lake, and we'll move it back again. So, once again, Grass Lake's offense has some momentum, has some rhythm, and Yellow Laundry on the field is going to delay their gratification, though they have turned the field position battle back in their favor. But that's going to bring up first and 20 for the Warriors. Not that they don't have the weapons to eat up that 20 yards in four plays. 5:15 to go in the half. Four wide receivers for Luchka.
Looks like they're going to stack the middle of the field for Manchester on defense, and they're going to put a huge blitz coming.
Setting up a screen to Jordan Good, eaten up. Great defense, Braden Ballard for the Manchester Dutchman on that play.
Jared Henry just had nowhere to go for Grass Lake. He almost looked like he had a designed route a little bit further down the field, came back as a safety valve on the blitz.
Second down. And a mile. Holy smokes. We're at the 49-yard line. Still just barely in Manchester territory now. They got 28 on the scoreboard.
Grass Lake needs to get to the 23 for the first down.
Let's go back to pass, trying to get it all in one. Double coverage, tipped up in the air, and it falls to the ground. Hayden Cockerham, again, he had double coverage on there. Still almost comes away with it. Hits him in the hands.
Nearly picked off there by Tom Tremblay.
Third down. 28 yards, Grass Lake.
Luchka really has a lot of confidence in his arm, doesn't he? He will throw into any coverage.
And you know what? He's throwing lasers out there. And again, he's had a lot of time in the backfield to pass when he needs to. 4.5 to go in the half.
You love that
first
out of your
right.
Quarterback.
Now we'll get some pressure to Luchka. He eats it up in a great defensive play. to knock the football down. Heads
perfect
up play
by Paul Durheim. Fantastic timing. You really can't get any better timing than that. As a secondary player, you want to get there just at the point where the ball meets the receiver's hands to knock that ball away. If you have to make the contact, you can do so without the flag. Perfect job.
And again, I mean, at this point, you take a little solace of your Grass Lake and kind of turning the field goal or field position battle back in your favor with the punt coming here. And it's a high punt. And that'll bounce at the 30 and kick out of bounds at the 27-yard line. So 4:21 to go. Still 6-0 Grass Lake. And we'll keep it here on the broadcast. It's been a different game than I thought we were going to see here in the first quarter. I really expected that we'd see a lot more offensive fireworks, but both defenses have been pretty stout and impressive.
It has been very impressive on both sides, on the defensive side for both teams, really, and especially with the way the confidence that Luchka's been playing with today.
Yeah, he's been fun to watch. On the other side, Manchester really more of a run. You know, they use the run to set up the pass, and they really stick into the run. Hand off to Good, and he's got nowhere to go. And again, the Warrior defense looks a little rested. You know, the offense was on the field for quite a while there. Gives the defense a little breather, and they show that they're in shape and knock him down for a 2-yard loss on the first down play for Manchester. Second down at 12 yards.
Michael Mullet's on the stop for Grass Lake. And really, Manchester has had this sort of old school Big Ten, 3 yards and a cloud of dust type of mentality, trying to put together drives against this Grass Lake defense.
Oh. Working out of the shotgun now. Looks like we got a little movement on the line. And Grass Lake's going to blame Manchester, and we'll see. They're going to call it offside, it looks like. That's the ruling. So 5 yards for the Dutch on the offside for Grass Lake.
And you, with all of the momentum that Grass Lake has built up, and you really feel, for the most part, that the momentum gets all on their side, and then something happens and just kills all of that momentum that they have.
Shotgun, two wings for Manchester. Back to pass. And there's an open man for him. First down. He turns it upfield, and he's got room to the 44-yard line.
That's Braden Ballard doing a great job making up for that penalty on the other side of the ball earlier in the game. And that play does not happen without Hunter Carson staying back and protecting his quarterback. He did a great job, put a big block on a defender that had made his way through the line. Just a fantastic job and a great play.
Yeah, well executed. Zagila hits the open receiver, and it's a first down for Manchester from their own 44-yard line. Out of the shotgun again. Trip receivers right. Nobody to the left. Zagila back to pass again. He's got a guy open on the out play and overthrown. Incomplete pass on the attempt to Caleb Goodell. So on second down and 10 with 3:03 to go. First half, 6-0 Grass Lake. Holding on to that advantage, Manchester would like to get some points on the board before heading into the locker room for halftime. Stay tuned with us at the half for the Collins Brothers Floor Covering Halftime Report. We'll go over the details of the game so far. One scoring play. There's a deep pass. Aguila overthrows everybody.
And they're going to get a late flag in the backfield. There was a Grass Lake defender bearing down on him. I'm not sure if he's going to get the roughing the passer call or not.
Second down and 10. That's a mistake that you don't need if you're Grass Lake's defense. And that is going to be a roughing play. Big flag there. Going to give Manchester a little more field, a little more of a chunk of the field. A little closer there. You know, I don't think this game has gone the way Grass Lake thought it would either. Honestly, Jason, I think, you know, they're used to coming out here and putting points on the board and seeing if other people can keep up. But a back and forth game here has really had to rely on their defense.
They really have, and up until this point, their defense has really stood tall. Again, that bend but don't break on both sides of the football, but these penalties are going to come back to haunt them, as now all of that field positioning that they had gained on the offensive side of the ball, they have now lost thanks to the penalties on defense.
Manchester goes to the I formation. Two wide receivers for Zagila, and he's going to keep it, and great pursuit by the Grass Lake defense. They'll pull Zagila down for a 4-yard loss. So after the roughing penalty, the Grass Lake defense answers with a big play. 2:41 on the clock here in the first half.
That was the junior linebacker Brent Lockridge on the tackle for Grass Lake, amongst others.
Manchester's brought quite a bit of fans here tonight in a very brightly colored student section across from us, cheering on their Dutch as they got a second down and 13 play. I formation for Zagila under center. Give is to Good. Battles into the line and taking hits. Brought down. He is going to get close to that original first down marker. Still shy of it by about a yard. Third down and 11 now for Manchester. Big defensive stand opportunity here for Grass Lake. Now with 2 minutes to go in the half.
Zach Foreman on the tackle.
Hey, thanks to Baker College for distributing those foam fingers at the Football Frenzy tailgate. Baker College, get started at baker.edu. 1:42 as Manchester comes out to run their third down play. We're out of the shotgun. Back to pass to Zagila, looking downfield. He's got time. Heaves it. He's got one-on-one coverage. Braden Ballard
nearly picked off.
There was a little bit of contact there. It looked like Ballard had his hand on the defender, but stepped up and made the play anyway. Nice job.
Scott Crutchfield,
yeah.
Good job there on the coverage, and it looked like Zagila wanted another flag with the hit that came in late, the defense for Grass Lake simply finishing off the tackle. Definitely wasn't late at all. The official was right there to see the whole thing develop. But a great job down the field.
We get timeout for Manchester with fourth down and 11 to go here. 1:31 on the clock. 30-second break. We'll be right back on K105.3.
Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce would like to wish the Grass Lake Warriors the best this season. Whether you're already a resident, a visitor, or just looking for a great place to live, work, and raise your family, the Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to spend some time exploring the many possibilities within the Grass Lake area. Grass Lake offers a variety of local activities and events, such as their chili cook-off, music in the park, traffic jamming, and much more. Check out the full calendar for the various events at grasslakechamber.org.
Jackson's only live
for Manchester, and a big offside penalty. And that was, something they may be discussing in the timeout. Let's see if we can't get them to jump offsides. Let's get a fourth down and, fourth down and six instead of fourth down and 11.
Much more manageable, obviously. Good job with the long snap count, trying to throw the Grass Lake defense off guard. Looked like they were showing blitz there, the Grass Lake defense was, and a good job there to get them to jump.
So the offense stays on the field for the Dutch. Fourth down and six.
Grass Lake blitz a six.
Zagila out of the shotgun. He's got some time. Heaves it. Nobody there. Oh! Braden Ballard trying to get a catch. It bounced. It went through his arms, but great job to even get to that ball, and he was in a full dive to try and make that play.
That was a great full-on, full-extension effort to try to make that catch. Excellent, excellent play there. Unfortunately, just couldn't quite reel it in, but it looked a lot closer. Good job by the officials there.
So first down and 10 for Grass Lake with a minute 24 to go in the half and a chance to put some points back up on the scoreboard. Neither offense has been able to do any damage. Just 6 points on a fumble recovery touchdown for the Warriors on Manchester's first possession. Since then, it's just been back and forth, trading field position.
And to Grass Lake's credit, they still have 3 timeouts.
4 wide for the Warriors right now. Lutchka back to pass. On the out route, hits the receiver. Nice tackle. And the forward progress is going to mark with about 3 yards. That's Lucas Challander on the reception.
And they'll go with the hurry-up offense. Minute 6 to play.
Yeah, we're ticking right down to that 1 minute mark. Grass Lake needs to be fast if they want to make something happen here. 3 wide to Lutchka's right, and he looks right over there. Finds a guy across the field, tipped twice through 3 defenders' hands. And incomplete, nearly intercepted.
Again, Tom Tremblay back there bounced right off his hands on the pass that was intended for Dalton Dubel. 54.4 to play. And again, Grass Lake still has three timeouts remaining. So on that out route that they ran where he couldn't quite get out of bounds, had the forward progress, you'd think they would have called a timeout there.
Yeah, they ate up a lot of clock on that play. Three wide again to Luchka's right, one to his left. Out of the shotgun, takes the snap, rolls right, looking downfield. Throws, got a man open, caught, and he'll go out of bounds.
And they are saying incomplete pass. Looks like he didn't have the foot in bounds.
I said, was he on the sideline even closer than we thought? Because a nice catch by Lucas Challenger, and he was open downfield. So no catch on the play. Wow.
He was on the opposite side of the field, so it was tough for us to get a good vantage good view. But they are saying no catch. He did not get a foot in bounds. 47.1, 4th and 8.
And now the Warriors going to have to punt.
And the punt team coming out.
47.1 on the clock, back to punt. And it's off the end of his foot, and that'll go out of bounds. Not a great punt. It's going to be a decent field position for Manchester if they want to try to get some numbers up on the board here. Still a goose egg on their edge of the scoreboard there. But, yeah, that's spotted at the 42-yard line.
Plenty of time, 41.1 seconds, if you had all of your timeouts, which unfortunately Manchester does not. They used one very early in the game. They used another one later on into the second quarter. So they've got one left. So this is going to be a lot of out routes. They may try to take a shot downfield, but you really got to hope that they can pull off some excellent time management to get themselves into the end zone.
And Manchester will set up in the shotgun.
Grass Lake will go 4-3 defense with four in the secondary.
Three wide receivers for Zagila. He goes to the one-on-one coverage on the left side. And miscommunication there. Ballard wasn't even looking back for the pass yet. Ball's incomplete. Second down and 10 for Manchester. 37.8 to go first half.
Grass Lake's defense has done a great job sending four or five on the rush, and really they've done a good job of just disrupting the passing game for Manchester with just bringing either the four defensive linemen or the four linemen and a linebacker. They really haven't needed more than just the five.
Manchester breaks the huddle. Setting up in the shotgun again. Zagila
trips right for Manchester.
Zagila looking to the receiver on the left. Now he rolls out. Now he's going to pull it down and run. He's trying to race to that sideline. And he'll get just over the 45 to the 46. Runs out of bounds. 30.4 on the clock.
Good job. Nothing downfield. You might as well tuck it and take off. Get a couple of yards to make that third down a little bit more manageable. And most importantly, stop the clock.
Yeah, Gresslick's got a lot of guys back there in coverage. And wasn't anywhere for Zagila to go with the ball.
And that's one of the benefits that Grass Lake has of playing that 4-3 defense with seven men in the box and only needing to rush just the four down linemen or a fifth with another linebacker. That gives you anywhere between five and seven players that you can send back into coverage.
Third down is 7 for the Dutch. I formation this time. Fullback goes into motion. Pitch out. Do good. Now it's a halfback pass. Looking downfield. Ballard, jump ball. Tip and knocked down. And Ballard goes down hard, and he looks uncomfortable riding on the field. 23.6 on the clock on a nifty third down play.
Dalton Dubel on the coverage there. Really a sort of a jump ball almost.
Yeah.
Fourth down. Big fourth down play here for Manchester. If they want to have any shot of getting into the end zone before the halftime and making this a tie football game, they're going to have to pick up very crucial 6 yards.
But on fourth down, they will keep the offense on the field.
I think you have to go for it. Why not?
They need 7. Gila back to pass. And he's got an open man, overthrew him. Standing by himself, couldn't hit the hands. And that'll be a turnover on downs. And now Grass Lake with a little field position and 19 seconds to work with. Still 3 timeouts.
Nick Tindall with a button hook, standing wide open. Could have read the newspaper. He was so wide open. Just a poorly thrown, overthrown ball.
Yeah, just kind of sat down in that open space in the what looked like zone coverage there for Grass Lake.
Yeah, and they left him wide open. But 19.7 seconds. You're on the good side of the field. You've got a quarterback who's very confident in his arm, very confident in his ability, and he has been throwing lasers all game. Might as well take a shot.
Sure, the coverage for Manchester has been up to the task today, though, so far. Luchka back to pass, looking for something quick. Now he'll throw downfield. One-on-one coverage. Intercepted! And Goodell on his feet, and he's still making a move. Breaks the tackle, looking to get to that left sideline. Turns it upfield, and they'll bring him down as the clock stops at 3.8 seconds.
Well, that's what happens when you have a gunslinger quarterback type of mentality, and you think you can put the ball anywhere. Sometimes that's going to happen. I mean, Brett Favre, one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, was a gunslinger. Threw the ball all over the field. Not only did he throw a lot of touchdowns, he threw a whole bunch of interceptions. It's just, you have to take the good with the bad with that kind of quarterback. And unfortunately, a poor interception, but if you want to take a silver lining to it, there's only 3 seconds left in the quarter, so right. Could end up being no harm, no foul.
You're taking a shot, I think, with the knowing that the possibility of getting intercepted exists. Paul Durheim, we have on the interception and the run back. Nice play by the Manchester defense to, you know, stay within 6 points. And with 3.8 on the clock, I don't think they're going to throw downfield. I think they're going to maybe try to get something to happen with a screen pass or a run play.
Well, and it looks like they're diving into their bag of tricks here. The Manchester coaching staff with the co-head coaches with Wes Gall and Mike Blumenauer, maybe they're coming up with something out of that magic bag here.
Yeah, and I'm sure over the years, Wes Gall's got a couple things that he's, you know, put a check mark next to because it worked.
Yeah, well, we already saw the halfback pass. We've seen a lot of sort of quick reverses from the wing, the wing rushers and things like that. So you never know. And if you're Grass Lake, you don't really want to play prevent defense, but you want to send enough people back into coverage just to make sure, but also be aware that they could come up with something a little bit razzle-dazzle here as they'll send two to the right.
I mean, you can see they've got Joe Vaccolo standing quite deep. And now one, two, three, four. Four DBs, deep coverage, soft coverage on the receivers. And Zagila will react to pass. He's going to get pursuit. Heaves it. Up for grabs. Knocked down. And that'll get us to halftime. Double zeros on the clock with the incomplete pass. 6-0 Grass Lake over Manchester as time runs out on the first half. Neither offense able to get into the end zone. All the points came off of a fumble recovery for a touchdown very early in this game. A lot of back and forth, but it hasn't lacked excitement. It's been fun to watch.
Absolutely. Great game so far. Both defenses have played incredibly well. That's going to be the shining star of the first half.
And we will we'll take a 3-minute break here on the halftime. Come back with the Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report. And I heard we were going to get a visit from Joe DeBoe here in the press box. So we'll see if the I don't know what his title is, mayor, president of Grass Lake, whatever. But we'll get him on during the Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report. Again, 6-0 Grass Lake leads on K105.3.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township, the Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
We have Dr. Penn here for Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPen.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam. Winter is coming. Make sure your driveway is prepared with help from Lester Brothers. They have driveway gravel to make it easy for you to get in and out of your driveway this winter. You're also going to want to get your septic tank pumped before winter, and Lester Brothers can do that too. It's not too late for end-of-the-year projects. From residential and commercial excavation to topsoil and driveway gravel, no job is too big or too small for Lester Brothers Excavating. Call today, 764-7888. Lester Brothers Excavating, online at lesterbros.com.
Are you looking for a safe, progressive school district with award-winning teachers that is a leader in STEM education that is expanding into a one-to-one computer initiative for its students? Are you looking for an affordable location to enjoy life in a rural setting that is close to high-end amenities? We invite you to explore the potential of the housing market in the Grass Lake Community School District. We're only minutes from Jackson, Ann Arbor, Lansing, and Battle Creek. Easy access to Interstate 94. Learn more by going to grasslakeschools.com. Grass Lake, great schools and a great place to call home.
I can't even believe what I just did, folks. Skip Young of Kia of Lansing, Kia of Jackson. I've just accepted the largest sales challenge Kia has ever given to me. And it's all or nothing, folks. If we don't hit our sales goal, it's going to cost me thousands of dollars. So I'm going to do whatever it takes to get you out of your old car and into a new Kia. So bring us any trade-in, and I'll give you up to $5,000 minimum for it. Body damage? No problem. Mechanical issues? No problem. You don't even need to wash it, folks. At Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson, get up to $5,000 minimum for your trade-in. So don't put another penny in that old car. Trade in your old car and get a new Kia for possibly less than you're paying right now. Remember, I'll do whatever it takes to get you approved.
You should be driving a Kia from Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson.
Kia of Lansing on South Pennsylvania Avenue and Kia of Jackson on Page Avenue across from Menards.
Plus tax tag. Trade offer toward the purchase of select models. Not in combination with any other offer. Some restrictions apply. Expires month end.
The KiaGiants.com.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Hey, hey. T-Boyle, Jason Smith, live on the K105.3 Halftime here. Collins Brothers Floor Covering, bringing you our halftime coverage. 6-0, and there's not a lot to go over scoring-wise. The lone scoring play was a fumble recovery. And Jason, help me out. Who took that in for the touchdown?
Oh, that was Danny Vaccolo, the senior for the Grass Lake Warriors.
Thank you very much, sir. So that's where we stand, 6-0 scoreboard here with Grass Lake leading on WKHM FM, Brooklyn Jackson, 8:00. And let's see what we got score wise around the area. Lumen Christie up 21-0 against Northwest at the half. Lansing Sexton leads Jackson High 14-6, and Cleveland leading the Tigers 4-1. Your baseball score. We're 6-0 at the half here, and we're visited in the press box here. Joe DeBow. Joe, what's your title here?
Well, I'm the president of the Village of Grass Lake, but I'm a big Warrior fan. watching this hard game. We are ahead, but it's a tough game. Manchester's a very tough team. So
yeah, it's touch and go. Something's going to have to give here, I think. I don't know that we can keep it as back and forth with the defensive stops the way we have, but geez, no one's given any ground right now.
No, it's an exciting game, even though it's a low scoring game. It's still, you're always rooting for the home team.
Yeah. So Joe, you're the president out here, and you guys are, we were talking a little bit during the break there, and you're super busy out here in Grass Lake. What kind of stuff you guys got coming up right now?
Well, we're super busy. The thing we have coming up next is the final Music in the Park and the Farmers Market came in together to bring out a show this Wednesday coming up. It's from 6 to 8. We're shutting down Main Street from the light down to the mobile station. It's Chris Hitchcock and Small Town Sons coming up from Nashville. Going to do a show for us, a couple hours. It's great fun. Free of charge, come in, bring the whole family, and enjoy a nice musical entertainment and a nice show.
So it's Wednesday night. What time should we be down here?
You know, you can come anytime you like, but the show starts at 6.
That's all right.
So you can you know, visit the
come
new
early
restaurants we got downtown. Have a beer at the bar if you'd like to. I got a good cold beer there at the Missy's. And
Spider will be down there to greet you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know Spider, too. Okay.
I know him very well. He's my father.
Oh. Yeah, I've known him for quite some time, but wow, and now it's the
small
world.
You can't help it, though. Oh, yeah.
So, I feel like a Disney song coming on.
So you guys got the Relay for Life going on tonight, so when the game wraps up 9:30, whenever, you guys don't leave.
We don't leave. We're going to have the band, the players, the survivors, the parents, the teachers, everybody's going to be out there on that field, or not the field, but the track, doing a lap for the survivors and to those people that, you know, couldn't be with us any longer. But it's going to be a long night, but it's going to be a fun night. So we'll be here till noon tomorrow playing music and celebrating those people that are here to help support a good cause and the Relay for Life.
Oh, excellent cause. Now, you were saying something about a Festival of Lights?
Well, we got a lot of things going on at the Chamber of Commerce, and we have the Festival of Lights in December. That's December 3rd. We also have the Business Expo that's a little ways off, and the Spring Business Expo, the Traffic Jam In. There's so many different festivals in Grass Lake, but we have a saying in Grass Lake, it's a great place to call home because we are a small community, but we do have a big heart. So it's nice to have people come out. Always different things going on, so the best way to find out what's going on with our schools or just in general, you go to the grasslakechamber.org, and it's a good way to see what's going on in Grass Lake.
Excellent. Well, hey, Joe, thanks for coming up here, and I know you're busy tonight, so we won't keep you from your activities.
We are very excited about having you guys out here, and thanks again. Can I call you Spider Junior?
We'll work on it. Captain Steve's always the easy one, but yeah, now that you know, it's going to blow your mind.
Oh, my word. Yeah. All right, well. Thanks again for everybody for being out here and the Relay for Life. We'll keep fighting and thinking of those that couldn't be here tonight with us. So God bless y'all, and thanks for coming out.
All right, thanks so much. Joe DeBoe, president of Grass Lake, and he's here with us on the Collins Brothers Halftime Report. Collins Brothers Floor Covering is our sponsor here. Collins Brothers Floor Covering, family-owned and operated since 1940, Jason.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, they got started just about the same time as that woman who they honored in the pregame, started driving buses around here.
Yeah, that was incredible. We were treated during the pregame to a little bit of a ceremony, a letter from the governor. One of the, I believe her name is Mrs. Loveland, I hope I'm getting that right now. She started working for the Grass Lake Schools as a bus driver in 1966. And
holy
just to give
smokes.
You a frame of reference there, my dad was three when she started working out here. So, and she just retired this year, so 50 years of service. So it's very fantastic to see that type of longevity. She also will have a student award named after her for the student who graduates with the best attendance record between 9th grade and 12th grade as long as they've been at Grass Lake. And so that was a really cool honor for her as well. And just a really cool moment to go along with all of the cool stuff that's going out here tonight with the Relay for Life. They've got the ribbons painted onto the field. They did a nice little halftime tribute where the marching band made themselves into a ribbon, as most marching bands are known to do with some really cool formations, and treated us to some Nirvana and Bon Jovi at halftime. Always cool.
Good mix, yeah.
Absolutely. So just a great atmosphere tonight.
Oh, yeah, very excellent. Hey, I want to spotlight our qualifiers here. Two-year lease on the 2017 Chevy Cruze. Built-in Wi-Fi. You said it's got the backup camera. I'm learning something new about the car every day. I don't get to drive. I'm forbidden to drive it, I think. I'm banned.
You are forbidden.
It'd have to be some kind of an emergency
something.
For Captain Steve to get behind the wheel of
it
that.
It does have auto shutoff. So when you're stopped at a light, instead of sitting there idling and wasting gas, it'll turn off. And just everything stays on, and then when you put your foot on the gas, it turns on and takes right off.
So much to like about it. Well, David Holcomb, Chris Huttenlocker, Mike Foreman, Charles Nosebish, Jerry Whitaker, Terry Kincaid, Jesse Fry, Jessica Pfluger, Ruthie Seeger, and Sharon Collins all going to have a chance to drive away in that Chevy Cruze. And congrats again to Amanda Hamp, won our grill kit, and $15 Panera gift card went to Tina Kemker in the pregame tailgate as well. So we got some winners going on here at the tailgate. We're going to take another two-minute break here on the halftime for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. We'll be back to set up the second half on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. 6-0, Grass Lake in front.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
Is hard water making your life more difficult?
If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach Road in Clark Lake, serving up the classics for over 70 years. At the Beach Bar, they want you to feel good about what you eat. So they have no frozen ingredients, no fried foods. Their sandwiches, croissants, salads, and pizzas are made to order, not pre-made. Their world-famous soups are made every morning from scratch, and the Beach Bar takes pride in offering a one-of-a-kind menu. Dine in or take out. The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach Road in Clark Lake.
K105.3 presents high school football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Well, Jason Smith, Amanda Hamm just joined us in the press box. She won a Pegasus Spa and Leisure Products package from the pregame tailgate. Thanks for stopping by, Amanda.
Thank you.
Thanks for visiting the Football Frenzy tailgate event. We're going to do that before every game that we broadcast here on K105.3, so make sure you stop down a little bit early. Doesn't have to be way early. If you want to go hang out with Scott Clow or J-Rod or whoever happens to be at the event, well, then, yeah, come way early. They're fun guys.
Yeah.
But
I happened to pop down early today before the game and hang out with Scott and Brian, one of the marketing team that was down there, and giving out the megaphones and the foam fingers and the free popcorn, courtesy of Trips Auto Shop. So that was really, really cool to be giving all of that cool stuff away, as well as getting people registered to qualify for the Chevy Cruze, which we can't stop talking about.
Oh, no, it's really cool. Free car.
Hey, yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah, you can't beat free.
It's a pretty good prize. A couple years worth of a free car, and it's brand new, and it's they got that charcoal gray, which is probably my favorite vehicle color right now.
It is a very nice-looking car, and it looks nice, and it is a smaller car, but when you get in it, it doesn't feel like a small car. It doesn't drive like a small car. It has a lot of the really nice bells and whistles like a lot of the bigger cars have, and you just, how can you say no to free?
Well, I was just reading something today, Jason, where in like 1969, the Chevy Camaro would go from 0 to 60 in about something like 6.5 seconds, and something like that Chevy Cruze today can do that in about 5.5.
Yeah, and it's got a small, you know, very economical motor to it.
Yep.
The advances they've made with the smaller four cylinders, with the turbos and things like that, it's really, really cool, and I don't want to get too technical and confuse a lot of people, but it's still really a really, really cool thing.
Yeah, technology, the definition of technology is advances that make your life simpler or easier, and they're doing that with the gas mileage that you can get in these new vehicles. It's you almost don't care how much gas costs.
We're like ahead of ourselves.
Almost. I said almost.
You know, maybe we should call up the guys at Art Main and see if they can throw in a gas car, too, and we'll see how far that
maybe
gets.
Maybe we make that work, right? Hey, thanks to Collins Brothers for covering once again our halftime sponsor, family-owned and operated since 1940. Seconds ticking away. We'll get a couple more minutes up on the clock from warm-ups here before we start the second half, and it's been a great first half so far.
Excellent first half.
Not a lot of points on the board, but 6-0, and defensive battle and struggle here. And you know what? What's funny is I've seen Grass Lake fool us before and turn it on a dime, and all of a sudden they've got three quick scores on the board here at home. I did want to mention, Jason, that I really like the location of Grass Lake's field.
Yeah.
From the press box, you can pretty much just see woods and open field. There's a few houses off in the distance. It gives the impression that it's just a football field in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
it's just kind of cool.
It is really, really cool, and you've got from the Grass Lake side of things, that's all you see. You see a lot of woods, you see a lot of trees, a nice beautiful atmosphere as the sun's starting to go down. From the other side, you see this beautiful brand new facility that Grass Lake has here. I've been out here a few times into the auditorium for, you know, my daughter's dances and things like that. And this is just a really, really nice campus. And Grass Lake has a very good football team and a whole, really just a whole environment out here that they can be really, really proud of. And, you know, it's got a nice, good small town feel, but you've got nice brand new amenities. So it's a proof of the wonders and the greatness that Grass Lake has had.
Well, yeah, it's a tribute to the community, being able to
absolutely
to chip in and get a new school put in and to have nice things like this. You know, the community's got to be all together on that.
Absolutely.
And they come out to support and watch the football team. They've had a good program here for several years now, and this year is no exception. And you get the feeling watching these two that we're seeing the class of the Cascades Conference tonight, and you know, this game's going to go a long way to deciding who walks away with that championship trophy.
Yeah, and the shootout games, you know, they can kind of go either way. If you've got a shootout, it doesn't feel like every play matters. But in a game like this that's close, the only score we've had is a defensive touchdown. Every single play feels like it matters, and it's going to make or break the balance of this game.
Most certainly. And, you know, at some point I like to get a feel for what I think is going to turn the tide. And I think it's going to be the team that is the most efficient. You know, it's basic, it's common to say, but at this point we've seen penalties kill drives for Grass Lake. If they can be mistake free, even for a drive, one drive, they're going to be able to put some more points up on the board because they had some things working, and then they have a holding penalty or they'd have an offside penalty or something that hurt them. So at this point, I think that's going to be the key for Grass Lake, is to not commit silly penalties that kill their drive.
Absolutely. And really, the only long sustained drive that Manchester has had was due to penalties from Grass Lake. And so if they can eliminate the penalties on both sides of the football, and they can limit the mistakes, you know, you hate to say it because he's played such a great game, but limit the mistakes from the quarterback position on the Grass Lake side of the football. Uh-huh. And because he really hasn't made a ton of mistakes, just the one interception that he threw earlier on. But make sure that he knows that can be, in a game this close, the only mistake that he makes.
Well, and you know, he threw one interception, but we've seen him throw into double coverage a couple times, and guys that maybe weren't as open as you'd like him to be. But like you said, that tends to be that mentality of a guy who, with an arm like he's got, I can get it in there.
Yeah,
he's open for me.
Exactly. If you've got an arm like that, and you've got the confidence that you know in your head, I can make that throw. And by all means, you want that kind of player, you know, behind the center, ready to make those kind of plays. And he's going to reward you with a lot of greatness, but you also have to put up with a handful of moments where you kind of wonder the decision-making process.
Yeah, but you want to limit that.
Yeah.
Hey, really quick, before we get started on the second half here, I want to take a look at the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. We've got a 21-0 score, Lumen Christi over Northwest at the half. Jackson and Sexton are tied at 14. And my last Tiger update was 4-1. Tigers trailing the Tribe. This is a big weekend for the Tigers. Their season's outcome hinges a lot on what happens with this series with Cleveland.
Yeah, they have to put it together. They have to beat teams that they should be beating. I mean, the split against Minnesota last week was uncomfortable, to say the least, if you're a Tiger fan. And we're going to get set to kick things off here with Nick Tindall and his big leg kicking off for Manchester.
Out-of-town scoreboard for Tri-County Water, serving Jackson for over 50 years. Here's your kickoff for the second half. Grass Lake back to receive. It's a high kick. Fielded at the 32, and he dives forward. And he's going to get over the 40-yard line down to the 42. And Grass Lake will start with decent field position here on their first drive of the second half.
That was Dylan Novak on the stop for Manchester on the special teams. A little bit of an odd kick there. He sort of, Nick Tindall for Manchester, sort of kicked it into the wind and short. And so a little bit of an odd strategy there, but seemed to pay off pretty well.
You know, and it seems to kind of fool me every time, but that's been, I think that's a tendency for a lot of these teams, is they want to get it to one of those up guys who's not necessarily as proficient at running the ball. Maybe he's even not great at catching the ball, and you know, maybe they end up with a loose ball and no return. So I think that's a plan, and it goes against what I'm used to, but that's been kind of a style. Let's get back to pass. He's going deep on the first play of the half, and a lot of contact back there. Defender goes down, and he was open.
That was Hayden Cochran going back deep, and You know, we've been saying his name a lot, but Paul Durham was on the coverage, and he has done a fantastic job of keeping Cochran in check for most of this game. He fell over on that play. Thankfully, the ball was a little bit overthrown, but still great coverage nonetheless by Manchester. Grass Lake goes back to a hurry-up offense.
I like Grass Lake getting aggressive coming out here. And on the first down play, one of those quick-out screens, and incomplete.
Threw it just a little bit short on the bubble screen. Manchester had it sniffed out pretty well there when the secondary sort of charged in. Caleb Goodall wouldn't have gone for any yardage, maybe even a little bit of a loss there.
Third and 10, Grass Lake out of the shotgun. Trip receivers to the right for Lutschka, and he's back out of the shotgun. And, oh, my goodness, miscommunication. Hit the receiver in the head. He was open. You get your hands up and you catch that one. It's a first down. Instead, it bounces off his helmet. Jared Henry just wasn't quite looking for the football when he was open. Lutschka hits him right in the helmet.
That's unfortunate. That was a good play there. Would have easily netted them the first down. Just a little bit of miscommunication and a little bit of timing off there. And just that, will turn it over.
That adds a little realism to some comedy moves from some movies I've seen. That's something that they would drop as a gag. Hit him right in the head with the football. Punt is a beauty down to the 20-yard line. 5 yards on the return, so Manchester will start first and 10 from their own 25 as we're just underway here in the second half.
The senior Nick Plensdorf on the defensive line for Grass Lake. He's a starter on the defensive line. Made the tackle on special teams there.
You just don't see that all the time. Slant route pass off the helmet. Was not even looking.
With the arm that he has, though, he might have been able to stick it right into the
Maybe that's what he was going for. He was trying to wedge it into the face mask. Out of the I formation, the handoff. And it looks like the ball is loose. In the scrum, we'll have to clear it up here. It looks like maybe Manchester able to retain. That is the case. First down fumble. Second down and 10 for the Dutch.
That was Nick
from their own 25.
On the stop yet again. So they're going to whistle that a one-yard loss. It'll be second and 11 with 11 minutes to play in the third quarter.
And I formation. Back to pass. And another receiver didn't seem to be watching for the ball. Nearly intercepted there, Jared Henry. And knocked down, incomplete. That'll bring a third down for the Dutch.
And that was a very impressive play by Henry. He was behind the receiver, somehow managed to leap up, contort his body a little bit to knock the ball down and not make any contact on the receiver. Great job avoiding a potential pass interference penalty there.
Under 11 minutes now to go third quarter. Third down and 11 for the Dutch. And got two backs, not an I formation, split left. And it's a delayed handoff in the Grass Lake defense right there to pull him down. He's going to take another yard or two loss. Fourth down to 13
Jacob
for the Dutch. So the defense has continued to hold tough here.
That was Jacob Mullitz on the stop for Grass Lake. And it looks like Nick Tindall is going to come out one more time and show off that punting ability.
Scott Crutchfield back deep for the Warriors to return.
He's had himself quite a good game, too.
And the punt is up. That's a good one. That's going to take punt. A Manchester bounce. Fielded on one. Crutchfield looking to get to the sideline. He's pulled down, though. Put him at the 46-yard line. And that's Grass Lake winning the field position battle, I guess, at this point. And that's a victory there, I guess.
Jacob Dodak.
You do have a flag on the play. It was deep in his speculation. That's going to be roughing the kicker penalty.
Well, that far into the backfield, it's either a holding or roughing the kicker.
And like we said, Jason, there's a penalty that's going to hurt Grass Lake. They would have had the ball with some good field position now. We get 15 yards on the roughing penalty. Decline. 5, okay.
5-yard penalty,
yeah, he had
so
the. It was a running into the kicker rather than roughing it. You know what? This Nothing against the officials doing a great job tonight, but he's not real. He's not real exaggerated with the signals. It's kind of just like, man, you know what it was. You knew what it was.
Everybody saw it. It's okay.
10:05 on the clock here, third quarter, and it will be Grass Lake ball, first and 10 from the. They're going to spot at the 47-yard line. It's a good field position for the Warriors. Out of the shotgun is Luchka. Four wide receivers, two to each side. In the backfield with him is Bacolo. He'll take the handoff into the backfield and hit immediately by the Manchester defense, number 36, Dylan Novak.
Novak gets in again and busts up that running play. He has been all over the running game for Grass Lake, just stop after stop after stop. Grass Lake just really doesn't seem like they can get anything going offensively in the last couple of possessions.
Third down and 12. Trips right for Luchka. And it gives to Bacolo to the left. Cuts it upfield, finds some room. Nice tackle to pull him in. Looked like he maybe had some running room, but a great tackle. Strong arms there to pull him down. It is a gain for Grass Lake. We'll bring up third and 8.
Charlie Depp on the tackle there from Manchester.
So let's go back in the shotgun. And he takes the snap, back to pass, looking quick. And it doesn't look like that maybe they were on the same page on the route.
It seems like these timing routes, really, for both teams, have just not gone quite the way that they intended. It's been miscommunication, whether it's the quarterback or the receivers, but the timing plays have just been off. And on a timing play, everything has to work exactly right to make that play come off without a hitch. And if one guy misses a cue at any point, the whole play goes bust.
So Grass Lake will punt on 4th and 8. Back to return is Braden Baird for the Dutch. Another good punt. Takes a bounce for Grass Lake. Fielded at the 10. Baird trying to get to the sideline. He's got some room over there. 20, 30. Out of bounds at the 35-yard line.
Oh, and a little bit of extracurricular activity after the play. We're going to get a flag there.
That is going to be a flag.
That was Gus Rickelman for Manchester with a late block.
Under 9 minutes to go in the third. 6-0, still our score. Grass Lake struck first on a fumble recovery touchdown, and nothing in the way of scoring since. Personal foul is going to go against Manchester. And didn't look like it was necessarily anything real bad. I think he was just finishing out the play, a little extra aggression, but enough to warrant the penalty, and that's going to push Manchester way back.
Yeah. During the course of the play, no big deal. It was a good, clean block, but just a little bit too long after the whistle blew for the officials' liking.
Yeah, like it looked like the Grass Lake player stopped at the whistle. The Manchester player didn't, and he threw him to the ground. So that'll move Manchester way back after what had been a pretty good return. They were going to have decent field position. Instead, now they'll start from their 20-yard line. And again, Grass Lake kind of winning the field position duel tonight. Not so much being able to get anything going offensively, but still lead 6-0.
Now, 4th and 8, we've seen in this game Grass Lake go for it, but with a 6-0 lead, getting late into the game, pin Manchester back, let your defense do the work.
And it's been work so far. Manchester spreading things out. High snap. Zagillis is going to pull it down and run, and nowhere to go. He stays on his feet, but he's too much pursuit. He's pulled down, and it's going to be lost for Manchester on first down.
Yeah, definitely a broken play. Looked like it might have been some sort of a read option or a zone read type of run play, designed run to either give to the tailback to let him carry it or keep it as the quarterback and take off. But the snap went way high. Nothing you could do but just sort of tuck it and take off and hope you can get back to the line of scrimmage.
I mean, good reaction by the quarterback there, and keeps it could have been worse, I guess, really. And second down and 12, and it could have been second and 15. He pulled in what was a very high snap and at least was able to salvage something.
Yeah, great job by Hunter Carson to recognize the broken play and go into a blocking mode as opposed to reacting to taking off.
Vigila with a quick pass to Baird. Runs right into a defender just over the 20-yard line, so the spot will give them about a third down and 9 play here.
Jared Henry for Grass Lake all over that play in the secondary.
Yeah, very impressed by the tackling for both teams in this one so far.
good clean tackles all the way around. We haven't had too many in the process of tackling penalties, face masks and things like that. So great job, good form, good technique, and that's something that you really preach at this level.
And you're not seeing a bunch of broken tackles turning into big plays. I mean, they obviously, if we'd had some big plays, maybe we'd have some more points. Trips left for Zagilla, and he'll step back to pass, but he's looking out to the right, setting up a play that goes to number 88. He looked like he had some room, but again, that pursuit from Grass Lake is just too much, catching right up to him. And Tyndall is pulled down for a short gain, bring a 4th and 6 for the Dutch. Manchester trailing 6-0.
Look like Brett Lockridge on the tackle for Grass Lake. And a good job there. Looked like Grass Lake was bringing the house. They sent 5-6 guys in, and then 3 or 4 bailed out and recognized that screenplay.
Tyndall will get the punt up in the air. End over end, nearly blocked. Caught in Manchester territory with some room to run. Crutchfield gets a flag on the field now again. Crutchfield, what would have set Grass Lake up with tremendous field position. I got to expect that's going to be a blocking penalty against Grass Lake, but we'll wait and see for sure.
Great job there.
Even with a penalty at the end of this run, pretty good field position for the Warriors.
Great return by Crutchfield. Even better job by Hunter Carson to make sure that he got out of bounds. That leaping spin move that Crutchfield did. Looked like he might stay in bounds, and then Hunter Carson came over to make sure that he was going to get out of bounds. We'll see what happens with this flag.
And it's going to be hold against the Warriors.
And again, penalties.
And both flags were holding penalties. So we'll walk off a few yards on the play. Grass Lake will still take over. And again, on the Manchester side of the field, the Grass Lake Warriors continue to win the field possession battle and field position battle.
Well, they were well into Manchester territory there with that return down to right around the 25-30 yard line. This penalty brings them back to the 49. And starting at midfield is usually a good thing, but with the way that this game has gone, you'd much, much rather have be deep into your opponents.
Yeah, far too many penalties so far for Grass Lake. A quick handoff and colliding right at the line of scrimmage. The run, Luke Coppernoll. Not a lot of room. They're going to give him about 1 on the carry.
Charlie Depp on the tackle there for Manchester to bring up the 3rd and 9. Looks like they're going to give him a generous yard there.
Is Charlie related to Johnny? Do you know?
I didn't see any Bentleys in the parking
lot,
so I don't know.
There was nothing in the team manual about it. Deep pass, 1-on-1 coverage, and a lot of contact. And they had his arms tied up, but no flag on the play. 1-on-1 penalty, and the jump ball falls incomplete.
No flag there, and Jordan Good on the coverage there. And it looked like the intended receiver down the field was Austin Raguso, but I was too distracted by his awesome gold cleats.
So 3rd down and 9 for Grass Lake. Good deep ball by Lutschka. Threw it up nice and high, and with the 1-on-1 coverage, it looked like anybody's ball, and nobody got it. Lutschka got a shotgun, kind of a pistol here. He's back to pass again, trips right. And he's got an open man, Hayden Cockream, and this time he makes the catch, goes to the ground. The spot's going to be important because it'll be really close to a first down. We might even get a measurement on this one.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to spot him at almost the 39-yard line. The first down marker looks like it's just past the 39, but we're going to get a measurement here just to make sure.
Official timeout.
And they're going to call for the chains.
And they will make their way out onto the field. The chain gang. And let's see. I think he's got it. They'll stretch it out, and I am wrong. Inches away. So we will we'll run a 4th down play here with Grass Lake from the Manchester 39-yard line. They just need to get inches, and again, that's you go for it. I think if you don't feel like you can get inches on the play.
Yeah, the last time they had a 4th and very, very short, they bunched up onto the line and had a quarterback keeper. This time they're going to go out of the shotgun. It's an interesting play call, and he'll make his way up under center.
They ran a QB keep last time. They'll do it again. Lutschka's got plenty of room to run, and he'll dive down to the 37-yard line at least, maybe even a 36.
Yeah, a great play there for the easy first down. Again, a good push by that front five of Grass Lake, and they will continue to keep it rolling with the no huddle.
They stay on the field in the shotgun. Trips left for Lutschka. And they got Coppernoll in the backfield, and the give is to Coppernoll. This time he finds some running room, and he's got breaks a couple tackles. And he's going to get about 8 yards on the play. And that's the first time we've seen any real running room for the Grass Lake running backs.
Caleb Goodell on the stop. Great job there, and broken tackles. And we said very early on at the half that it was going to take some broken tackles and get a little momentum on your side. Coppernoll.
Hand off to Coppernoll again, and he's going to be real close to another first down.
And again, that is Gus Rickelman on the tackle, so making up for an earlier penalty there for Rickelman as it's first and 10. 4:45 to play in the third quarter, 6-0 lead for Grass Lake.
No measurement on the play. Lutschka out of the shotgun once again. A trip left, no receivers to his right. And it will be another give to, this time going to, it's not Coppernoll, that is Bacolo. And Bacolo with a nice run gets down inside the 10-yard line. And Grass Lake finding some momentum here. And again, Jason, this is the point in the first half where a couple times they seem to have this kind of fluid offense going, and then they would hurt themselves with a penalty. So if they can avoid that, maybe we stretch out this lead for Grass Lake. Lutch got a shotgun again with three wide left. Gives it right back to Bacolo. Looks like an identical play, and this time he's pulled down at the 5.
It's not broke. Don't fix it. That's the way Grass Lake offense seems to be running. They keep running that trips left formation. But you got to think that if they go with that formation one more time, something's got to be up here with maybe a read option type of thing or a quick out. But they'll go two receivers to the right now.
And Bacolo in the backfield. And they'll give to him. Turns it up the middle. He's hit at the 5 and driven backwards by the Manchester defense.
A little bit of a misdirection dive type of play. The offensive line shifts one way to block the give. Heads in that direction, and then the tailback cuts back the other way to what you hope is a wide-open hole on the opposite end, on the weak side of the formation there. And they'll go two receivers on both sides of the football here at 3rd and 4.
3rd and goal from the 4. Lutschka out of the shotgun. Give
got a
is
flag.
To Bacolo. And I that flag seemed like maybe a...
Looks like it's going to be an
offside. No, offside.
Oh.
The official on the right sideline here signaling offside.
They blew it dead awful quick, and so it almost looked like a false start type
right, that,
of
and that
whistling
was, that
dead.
That was my impression, but instead it goes against the defense, half the distance to the goal line.
Normally with that offside, you would see sort of a free play type of situation, but they'll get the clock moving, 3:15 to play, 3rd and goal from the 2. Grass Lake looks to extend their lead.
Too wide. Two in the backfield now. And the give is to Coppernoll. He slams into the line, twists his way into the end zone. And we got an official signal, the touchdown for Grass Lake. 3:01 on the clock, make it 12-0 Grass Lake. And we'll get a point after attempt. The first offensive points of the football game. And they come with 3:01 to go in the third quarter. And Grass Lake will come out for a two-point conversion.
Took us a while to get here, but it was well worth it. Man in motion.
And everything going right, rolling out, passing to the end zone. And it is caught. And that is a two-point conversion. For the Grass Lake Warriors, Jared Henry makes a catch. 14-0 Grass Lake with 3:01 to go. We'll get a kickoff when we come back. 1 minute break on K105.3.
Honest, ethical, putting clients first, doing what's right. Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. At our company, these aren't just buzzwords. My parents founded the company on these principles and values, and that is how we do our business every day. These are the qualities that allowed us to be the number one real estate company in Jackson County in 2015, in both sales volume and units sold. Even though we're doing business with old-fashioned values, we still have the most cutting-edge technology in the business to keep up with the speed of life today. If you would like to experience the service and values that made ERA Reardon Realty Jackson's number one real estate company, we would love to help you with your real estate needs. Call or stop in at any of our three offices, Northwest Avenue, South Main Street in Brooklyn, or our newest cafe-style office on Horton Road in Summit Township, connected to the new Bigby Coffee. Or you can check out our website at erareardon.com. Thanks again for your support and for making us number one in 2015. We look forward to being your real estate company.
Back.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
14-0, Steve Boyle, Jason Smith coming to you from Grass Lake High School. Kickoff after a touchdown for the Warriors, fielded at the 20. And the return man is driven out of bounds at the 30, where Manchester will start first and 10.
That's Caleb Goodall on the return for Manchester. And really, this isn't the game that you mentioned earlier at halftime. This isn't the game that either one of us expected this to be, but it's always sort of the game that you hope you have, a good defensive battle. Every play matters, and this is a key drive for Manchester coming up.
Well, I was saying, now if you're Grass Lake, you're leading 14-0 with less than 3 minutes to go in the third. You start thinking about pitching your second straight shutout here, and you want to keep the Manchester Dutch off the scoreboard. If you're Manchester, like you said, you want to answer right now. You've got to. I formation, hard count at the line. We get many Warriors jumping off sides, and they're just like their NFL idols, pointing at the other team, trying to get that false start penalty flag. And we'll get the offsides call against the Warriors, 5 yards. First and five for the Dutch from their own 34-yard line. 2:55 to go third quarter, K105.3 Football Frenzy, Art Main Chevrolet. Trips Auto Shop at Collision Centers. Good on the carry. Battling for yards there. He gets about six, and that's going to be a Dutch first down into past the 40 to the 41. Nice run by Manchester, and if they can start seeing some space like that, eat up a chunk here. 4 yards, 5 yards, 6 yards. They can work their way down the field. The Grassic Warrior defense has been stout, especially at that line, at that point of attack, but you start to see some fatigue late in the game.
Absolutely, especially if you continue to ground and pound. And it is almost picked off, and it's still pulled.
Amazing. Pass goes right through Braden Baird's hands, bounces off his helmet. It's up in the air. One Grass Lake player, two Grass Lake players, three Grass Lake players had a chance at that ball. And that's one of those where it's on a guy's arm, and then it's on a guy's leg, and it's on a guy's foot before it hits the ground, and they just couldn't reel it in, so it falls incomplete, second and 10.
Jordan Henry for the Grass Lake Warriors had the ball in his hands and made contact with a teammate. The ball went up in the air. Zach Foreman had a hand on it for Grass Lake. That ball was all over the place and nearly picked off.
And really, Braden Ballard was open, should have made the catch, and now that one's going to be movement from the Dutch. This time looked like a false start call. So after getting an offside penalty that moved him up, this one should move him back. A little discussion on the field. They do call offsides again.
Oh.
I don't know how that, when you had a guy in the Manchester backfield go into motion to start a play.
And you can tell the Grass Lake defense is visibly frustrated and a little confused by that call, but they're rallying the troops and getting ready to try to get a big stop here on second and five.
Handoff is Jordan Good. He cuts it to the outside, turns it upfield. He's got some room to run into the open. Grass Lake able to take him out of bounds at their own 35. Manchester getting something going with the offense. A couple of offside penalties have given them a boost on this possession. And Manchester looking to answer the Grass Lake score with one of their own. 2:22 to go third quarter. And they'll have first and 10 from the Grass Lake 37-yard line.
And Dalton Dubel on the tackle there for the Grass Lake Warriors, getting the push out of bounds. Good turn to the corner there by Good, and a huge chunk picked up. And now Grass Lake seems to have a little bit of momentum on their side.
I formation for the Dutch. Good is the deep back. Fakes to the fullback. Pitch out to Good, and he's looking to get to the sideline again. Turns it upfield at the 25. Stepped out of bounds. But that's going to be another first down for the Manchester Dutch at the Grass Lake 24-yard line.
Good job by Dalton Dubel, again, to force him out of bounds, giving him really nowhere to go but out of bounds.
Good-looking play there, too. They fake the give to the fullback, pitch out to the halfback Jordan Good there, the tailback, and then he heads upfield and had some room.
Yeah, almost a triple option type of play there.
And, you know, I wonder if Grass Lake's a tick slow off the snap right now because of a couple of offside penalties.
No, you're going to get movement by the offense there.
This time they do whistle a false start.
Yeah, that one was obvious. He was two steps into his blocking before the ball got snapped. Manchester has a distinct advantage, like you said, because of the offside penalties. They can get that good launch by the offensive line. Grass Lake has to kind of slow down about a half a step to make sure.
Exactly. A couple offside penalties on a drive, and you want to hold and try to avoid that mistake, but that's going to get you just a tick slower. Quick pass there by Manchester.
Fumble.
Ball ripped loose and picked up, and he's on his own. What's the call?
There's a whistle.
Unbelievable. Are they going to whistle him down? They're going to whistle him down. Forward momentum was stopped. And we're going to hear chorus of boos from the fans because that looked like he, in the heat of battle, the ball's ripped out. Joe McCollum made a heck of a play to get that ball out, and he was out ahead of everyone. That's 6 points taken off the board.
Yeah, he was
with
long
the officials
gone.
Whistling him down on that play.
Yeah, he had nobody within 20 yards of him, and he was gone all day for another Grass Lake defensive touchdown. And the Grass Lake faithful here let you hear it. They were not very happy with that call. There was even some coordinators up here yelling and hollering.
I wonder if our crowd might picked any of that up. Nevertheless, it's a loss, and it's third down at about 16. In the backfield, a lot of pressure. And Manchester throws it away incomplete.
It's tough Aguila,
nowhere
there.
To go with the pass.
Yeah, he had nowhere to go. He's throwing off of his back foot. He's a... You know, that when you roll to that left side, really your left-handed quarterback, it works well for you. But when you're a righty, you either have to stop, turn to get your form down, or go off of your back foot or your plant leg and just kind of wing it out there and hope for the best. And it's never an accurate ball. And in this case, he was lucky that it fell incomplete.
1:39 to go third quarter. Big play for the Grass Lake defense. Third down and 15. Aguila out of the shotgun. A lot of pressure, heaves it downfield, nobody there. And
there's
we'll
a
get
flag.
A flag on the play.
And that is in the secondary, almost where the play ended.
That might be, and that might go against the receiver, actually.
That could be an offensive pass interference. The man in the secondary, looks like maybe Scott Crutchfield, he's still down on the turf there. We'll see what the call is from the officials.
That official kind of turned and gave the receiver a stink eye. Braden Ballard.
Yeah. And really, neither one of them had the ability to make that play there. And
no, the ball was just out.
It was out in no
space.
Man's land. And the quarterback was hit on his way down, and that's never a good recipe when you're on your way down, throwing off your back foot, and everything is kind of going haywire there. And then on top of that, you get an unpleasant offensive pass interference. Oh, defensive pass interference. Wow.
And again, the crowd is baffled.
I'm not sure how that was defensive pass interference when Scott Crutchfield was on his back turf and the receiver was standing up.
And, you know, that Jason, that's just the idea of the fact that even though the receiver is the guy who is trying to play the ball, the defensive player has as much right to his position on the field as
Absolutely.
Well. So if he happens to be standing in your route, you can't barrel over him. But that play is going to go against Grass Lake Manchester from a third and 15, and 16 to a third and call it two.
Man, that's a play that Grass Lake can't get discouraged on. There was nothing the defender could do. Crutchfield.
Yeah. You still got to go out there and make this play. Handoff goes to the big fullback, and he barrels into the line, and it looks like he may have first down distance on that third down play. No signal yet from the officials. And that spot's real close to the first down marker. I think they're going to signal first down. Nope, we're going to get another measurement. We're 0 for 2 on first down measurements.
We'll see how things go here.
A couple of baffling whistles here on the drive, keeping Manchester alive. Chain Gang takes the field. And it's going to
just barely by the tip of the football, a first down.
So Manchester stays on the field. First and 10 from the Grass Lake 19. Minute 28 to go, third quarter. And this last, I don't know, 3 minutes has certainly seemed.
We've probably seen more action in the last 5 minutes of the third quarter than we have the entire first half of the game. Been very exciting. The Grass Lake crowd is getting really, really into it here. They want a big stop here.
Two receivers split left for Zagila with two running backs, I formation. And the give is to Good. He tries to cut it outside. He's going to get pursuit to the sideline. Turns it up. He's got about five and pushed out of bounds. Good strong run by Jordan Good and a stiff arm.
It was a great stiff arm by Good.
He's going to get inside the 10-yard line, it looks like.
Got a good solid wingspan there. Allowed for him to get around the attempted tackle of Plensdorf on the defensive line. Got a minute 20 to play, second and five.
Yeah, and they'll set it right on the 10.
Need to get to the 5-yard line to set up first and goal.
And again, that I formation for Zagila under center. Give is too good up the middle. Pulled down by the Warriors. Short of the first down, but that's going to bring up a third and short for Manchester.
Looks like it'll be about third and two, give or take.
And again, a huge drive for the Dutch to answer the Grass Lake score. And they've been able to tilt the rock and drive it down the field, assisted by a few penalty calls.
Yeah, and they had to do something on this drive. You had to put points on the board on this drive.
Yeah, and now as you've gotten this deep, it would just destroy you to come away with nothing at this point. Zagila under center, and he's going to give the good again. Slams into the line. Grass Lake will hold up. We'll see where the forward progress is measured, but it looks to me like we're going to have a fourth down play.
Yeah, it looks like the referee has them about a foot or so short, depending on where they spot this ball. They're going to get them a little bit closer to the five than the six. So
fourth down.
Going to be fourth and short. Clock is running, 19 seconds to play. Now we're down to 16 seconds.
They'll break the huddle. I think they'll be able to get this playoff.
And they're going to have to hustle. They've got 10 seconds left. Zagila now up to the line with six to play. Grass Lake stacks the line.
2 seconds.
And they're not going to get this playoff.
And
there's a flag.
Delay a game.
I'm going to get a delay a game penalty.
Just as the time runs out on the third quarter, delay a game. And that's a mistake that you can't make.
No,
I'm
fourth
and short. Holy smokes. That's gonna be tough. So we'll end the third quarter on a penalty call. It's going to bring up fourth and
looks like about seven.
Five, and they're gonna want to get some time back up on the clock here.
They're going to put 2 seconds.
Looks like he's signaling 1 second here. We're right next to the scoreboard operator, and he's making the adjustment. There we go. We got 1 second on the clock, so the quarter will not end.
So there's 1 second to play here. It's going to be fourth, and
I don't know how you can go out on the field and have a delay game penalty in that situation.
Oh, no, that's inexcusable. Just poor game management. So fourth and six. According to the scoreboard here, and we're going to get the clock on its way.
So Zagila will try to atone for the penalty. Out of the shotgun, back to pass. Looking left, open man, throws a little high, incomplete, out of bounds. Grass Lake, the defense holds up. Huge, huge stand there for the Grass Lake defense.
And a great job there by Jared Henry. On the coverage, again, it all comes down to timing when you're in the secondary. You can't make contact. So
we wrap up the third quarter. We'll take a one-minute break here, and we'll be back with fourth quarter action on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. 14-0, Grass Lake leads.
Laughing voices, vibrant smiles, busy hands. That's what you will find when you visit Legacy Assisted Living Center. This isn't senior living the way you thought it would be. It's senior living the way it should be. This state-licensed center features on-site rehabilitation, a full-service salon, restaurant-style dining, a wide variety of activities, and expert nursing care. At Legacy Assisted Living, we place the emphasis on living. Call 764-2000 to schedule your tour today.
Get ready to join the fun in Clinton for the 43rd Annual Fall Festival. September 23rd through the 25th, the Clinton Fall Festival is a fun-filled weekend for young and old. Come experience live animals in the petting farm with children's events galore. Over 200 arts and crafts booths, live entertainment, and a classic car show, too. There's something for everyone in Clinton at the Fall Festival. Free parking and shuttles available. For more information, visit ClintonFallFestival.com.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Fourth quarter getting underway here with Grass Lake taking over on their own 11-yard line. First and 10, turnover down on downs by Manchester. Fourth quarter today brought to you by B&G Landscape. Jason, got mulch?
I wish I did.
You will if you go to B&G Landscape.
I do need to get some new mulch, actually, now that I think about it.
Out of the shotgun, Luchka is going to hand it off. Left side, Bacolo turn it upfield, skips a tackle, pushed out of bounds at the 16-yard line. And, yeah, he really drove that tackle home. Bacolo ends up on the track. No flag on the play.
That was a good clean tackle there by Manchester. Nothing you could do there in terms of just sort of they tried to stop. Dylan Novak was trying to hold up, and just the momentum carried them deep into the sideline there.
5 yards on first down for Grass Lake. Bring up second and five. Out of the shotgun, trip right receivers. And the give again goes to Bacolo. And not a lot of room, but he gets to the 17-yard line.
Ran right into Nick Tindall, who was ready and waiting to bring him down.
And they're going to give him a third and about 3.5.
And the ground game seems to be working quite well for Grass Lake.
Luchka gets a call from the sideline. Grass Lake doesn't really huddle up, but they've got some signals and play calling coming from the sideline for Luchka. Out of the shotgun. Third and short. And the give is to Vicolo to the left side. Turns it upfield. And I don't think he's going to have it there, Jason.
Looks like
the spot goes.
Looks like they're going to spot it right around the 21.
It looks like they needed to get to the other side of the 21 to get the first down. And we're going to get another measurement here.
Yeah, the chain gang has gotten quite a bit of a workout today.
.11:02 to go in our contest. 14-0 Grass Lake in front of Manchester. Thanks to Art Main Chevrolet for providing us with the 2017 Chevy Cruze. Make sure you get out to our next Football Frenzy broadcast. If you didn't get signed up tonight, we will be broadcasting from, I got it on here, Hanover Horton at Napoleon next week. That's going to be a fun tilt to watch. And we hope you come out a little bit early to Napoleon's field and get yourself signed up for a shot of that Chevy Cruze. Jason's driven it. I haven't driven it.
Driven it more, moved it.
I backed it up one time.
I backed it up once.
Still.
And really, if it hadn't been in, nearby the boat and I needed to move it out of the way, I wouldn't have been able to touch it. But still a great car, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm ineligible to win.
So am I.
Always bums me out, yeah.
Yeah, we always have such cool stuff to give away, and I never get to win any of it.
Yeah. I always get excited about that paycheck, but it precludes me from getting some swag.
Like the faster horses stuff?
I can't complain about that on that front. I've been to faster horses on the house a couple of times. So
there you go.
That's worked out in my favor.
Perks of the gig, right?
If only I could drive the Chevy Cruze to faster horses, we're winning. So fourth down and short inches for Grass Lake, and each time they've had this play so far, Lutzka's gone up under center, and QB snuck it. Instead, we're going to get a timeout from the Grass Lake sideline to talk it over.
Manchester stuck six on the line there, trying to pressure them into something.
I say a little bit Grass Lake out there with the hard count, trying to get somebody to jump. Nothing happening there. Fourth and inches. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll come back with this fourth down play. Still 14-0 Grass Lake over Manchester on the Football Frenzy.
Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's Football Frenzy game between Manchester and Grass Lake. Be sure to come out to next week's game with Napoleon hosting Hanover. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. and the first 50 people receive a free hot dog courtesy of Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers. Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers, a proud supporter of high school athletics, wishes the best of luck to the Manchester and Grass Lake football teams.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on your Football Frenzy coverage at 9 o'clock here in WKHM FM, Brooklyn Jackson, K105.3. And after thinking it over, Grass Lake's going to punt and put it in the hands of their defense, leading 14-0 in the fourth quarter, 10:39 to go. It is not a good punt. It's high, and it goes out of bounds. That's going to get excellent field position for Manchester as they're going to spot that right about on the 35-yard line.
Yeah, and it looks like visibly frustrated by the Grass Lake Warriors. The punter there, Jonathan Lichka, who's also the quarterback, just did not get a good boot on it there. And if you are Grass Lake, that's probably the last thing you wanted to see happen right here with a small lead. Granted, it's two touchdowns late into the game, but you've given Manchester excellent field position, and they had a wonderful drive on their last possession.
A lot of time still on the clock for Manchester to make something happen. Out of the I formation, Zagilla under center, and the gives to Good. Runs up, then comes back out and loses. He would have gotten about 2 yards. Instead, he loses about two, but we get a flag on the field late in the play.
And it looks like that's probably going to be holding. Lutchka sort of grabbed the shoulder pads of the defender, pulled him back a little bit. Just an unfortunate circumstance there. A broken play, trying to salvage it with a block, and just not a wise decision there. But it would have saved them a handful of yards had he gotten away with it.
Yeah, but I mean, Good was a yard deep into the pocket of that hole. And he wasn't going to go anywhere, but he pulls it back out, and he loses yards on the play, and then you toss the holding in. Now they're giving Grass Lake's defense a little assist on this one. That's going to set up a first down, and let's see what's the official got, 25 yards.
A lot.
They're back at the 48-yard line.
The scoreboard has them at first and 23.
They're probably up here doing some traction. Zagila keeps it, runs up into the hole, and he's got nowhere to go. Almost coverage by the Grass Lake defense.
QB draw delay type of thing. It looked like a designed run play there. Not really sure the decision-making process behind that call, but it'll bring up second and 23.
Grass Lake, very quick, like you said, they're rotating defensive linemen, staying fresh out there. One of the reasons why they're so quick on the pursuit, they don't get winded out there. Out of the shotgun, Zagilla back to pass. Pump fake. Throwing deep. Overthrew him.
Definitely overthrew by a good 5 or 6 yards, but he had a lot of pressure bearing down on him from the Grass Lake Warrior defense. That was Michael Molitz, who almost got to the quarterback, but a good solid throw by Lutchka. Just unfortunately overthrew his man.
Under 10 minutes to go in this game, 14-0. Grass Lake still holding on to that advantage.
So third and 23, do you take a crack at first down? I mean, obviously you're four down territory this late in the game, down two scores. But do you take a crack down the field now, or do you run a sort of a design type of draw play to throw the defense off a little bit and then hope for the best on fourth down?
I want to get 8 yards on the play, I'm thinking. You want to set up something on fourth down that's manageable. Said nowhere to go. We're going to get a flag in the backfield on this one.
Yeah, there's a flag in the backfield.
Downfield. Zagilla ran away from the play, spiked the ball downfield, and holler from the hometown crowd here, wanting a additional flag on the play. And it's going to be holding against Manchester again. So move them back a little further and make a third, and holy smokes.
A bunch. This is one of those moments, even in a video game, where you're so far back that the announcers didn't bother to calculate it, so they say third and a lot.
Yep. You're going to need a Chevy Cruze to cover that distance.
Absolutely. Somebody get Art Main on the phone.
Get that car out here. Less than 10 minutes to go in the game. 14-0 Grass Lake. Spot it all the way back in Manchester territory at the 36-yard line.
Well, we need our fantastic.
We got 10, 20, 30,
39. That's
about
a lot.
What we're seeing. That's what the scorekeeper's thinking.
At this point, I think it's time for our lovely sponsors just to bring out a spa and let them relax for a minute, kind of get their bearings.
Pegasus Spa and Leisure Products. Awarding Amanda.
Bubble screen here.
And hit immediately. Well defended by Grass Lake. Fourth down and he lost a yard. Fourth down and 40.
And that was Jared Henry on the stop. Calling his name a lot on both sides of the football. He's just been a tremendous player. Definitely an impact player in this game so far.
You know, as we start considering our Subway player of the game, I'm starting to see, you know, it's tough. A lot of times the offensive players get the look, but I think it's going to end up being one of those names we've been calling on defense all the time. And I got a couple in my mind. Low snap on the punt. It's up, and it's going to go over the 50 to the 47. Take a Grass Lake bounce back over the 50 into Manchester territory, the 49.
Good heads-up play there on the defensive side of the ball by Colton Brown for Manchester to pick up that ball when he did, because it was still taking Grass Lake bounces, and that ball hit at about the 45 in Manchester territory, rolled its way into Grass Lake territory.
Well, it's a Grass Lake's advantage, but into Manchester's end of field.
It's getting late.
We knew what you meant, right? Yeah. 8.5 to go in this till fourth quarter, brought to you by... that is B&G Landscape. Got mulch. If you don't, you know who to call, B&G Landscape. Out of the shotgun for Luchka, but yeah, Grass Lake ran the ball almost exclusively on their last possession. I would expect more of the same as they'd like to eat this clock up. Instead, it's a quick pass to Henry. Cuts up the sideline. Tiptoe spins over the 35-yard line.
And they're going to get a flag late. Near the end of the play there, maybe a personal foul with a late hit on Grass Lake. As we had, it looked like Paul Durham went tumbling after the play ended. Great spin move by Jared Henry.
And though. He was working with inches over there by the sideline, tiptoed along it, and then to have the wherewithal to make that spin move and turn it back upfield, it was a pretty play. One of the highlights of the game so far.
And this is going to be a penalty that happens after the play, so they'll mark it with the first down and then walk it back. It was a personal foul against Grass Lake for the late hit.
So, again, it's another one of those mistakes where Grass Lake's got some momentum going and they hurt themselves. And really, you start looking at the drive where they scored the touchdown. They were able to avoid that penalty pitfall, and then most of the rest of their good offensive drives have not been able to do that.
That's going to make it first and 25 for Grass Lake.
And a penalty, yeah, a personal foul penalty on a late hit or something like that. It's not a mental lapse or anything like that. It's just you don't do that. It's a mistake.
Yeah. Clock is running. We've got 8 and 10 to play in the fourth quarter.
49-yard line. And it's a long first down for Grass Lake. Give is to Bacolo. And he's pulled down right near the 50. Second down at 26.
Almost back to where they started this drive.
Right. They're actually further back than where they started. They've lost 1 yard. They have net 1 yard, or netted net minus 1 yard on this drive.
There you go. Those are not the kind of drives you want to put together.
Well, especially when you're trying to, I mean, they got the clock ticking down right now. Now to 7.5 minutes. Lutch got a shotgun again. Pistol formation with Bacolo behind him. The give is to Bacolo and runs up in the line. Finds a little bit of room. He's getting about 5 yards on the carry.
That was Caleb Goodall on the stop one more time for Manchester. It's going to make it third and about 21. And Jared Henry checks back into the game.
But again, at this point, I think Grass Lake more thinking about ticking off seconds from the clock as they've successfully got us under 7 minutes to go in this one.
Yeah, they don't seem overly hurried in this hurry-up offense. They don't huddle, but they're not really moving too quick.
Two backs join Lutschka.
And we're going to get a penalty here.
And is that going to be the delay game? It is. So stop the clock, 6:40. Move it back.
This is going to make it third and 26 now.
And that's now net minus 2 yards on the drive for Grass Lake.
So that'll stop the clock, unfortunately. Man in motion.
Bacolo, they fake the pass to him. Lushka throwing deep. He's got good. Or excuse me, Henry. Henry was deep and incomplete, overthrown.
Yeah, he was lobbying a little bit for a pass interference penalty, but a good job by the Manchester defense. That was Braden Ballard playing deep. Really, it was an uncatchable ball anyway, so no point there. They really didn't get tangled up too much. He wasn't going to get that call, but it never hurts to lobby a little bit.
And for the most part, they've been allowing that much contact. Yeah. They're running together, and nothing egregious. There was a little rubbing maybe. And there's a punt by Grass Lake. Stays in bounds. Sideways bounce at the 34, and actually jumps out at about the 35-yard line. 6.5 to go. Fourth quarter, 14-0. Grass Lake still holding on to that lead. Manchester will come out and try to put something on the board here as time's starting to run out on them. Stay tuned following the game. We'll name our Subway player of the game. Set things up for next week as the football frenzy continues. If you'd like to hear audio of any of our game broadcasts, you can actually find that at our high school sports audio tab at jacksonespn.com. Out of the I formation, the give is to Jordan Good, and he does not have a lot of room to work. Stays on his feet, but they'll whistle him dead. Forward progress stopped after about, I'd say, give him 2 yards on the play.
Danny Vicolo,
a little generous spot, actually.
Impeded the forward progress there. Yeah, that Jackson ESPN website is fantastic. Got to tip my hat to the web designer. Does good work.
Shameless plug. She's not listening, I'm sure of it.
Oh, she better be.
I formation, and it's play action. Zagilla looking for somewhere to go. Defense. They're going to pull him down for a 4-yard loss. Make it third and 12.
Michael Mullett's on the stop. He has been all over in the backfield, making great plays from that defensive line.
Grass Lake's defense continues to hold up against the Manchester offensive attack. 14-0 they lead with 5:20 left on this clock. Seconds tick away. I formation for Manchester.
Blitz coming.
Third and 11. Zagilla under hot pursuit. Gets it away. Incomplete. Threw it low to the big man. That is Dylan Novak, but he's unable to reel it in.
And unfortunately, that was definitely a broken play from the start. Grass Lake went with the blitz. Flushed him out of the pocket. Rolled out. Had a good throw, but just unfortunately a little bit short. Novak couldn't get a hand on it, and that'll bring Tyndall back out to punt.
Now we got 5:09 to go here. Fourth quarter, live high school football coverage on K105.3. We call it the Football Frenzy Game of the Week, Manchester and Grass Lake. Tyndall
blocked.
The punt blocked. Grass Lake all over it. Nobody in between him and the goal. Oh, he pulled out short. Great save there. Oh, man, it looked like it should have been a touchdown. Kudos to Paul Durheim for staying in the play.
Brought down at the 2-yard line by Durheim. What a play. Incredible block there. That was, once again, Michael Mullett getting in on that play.
Was it Jacob or Michael?
I believe it was Michael.
I'll take your word for it. Those two guys within just a couple numbers of each other. And Michael having a nice night tonight. Big block on the kick. Turn the tide even more in Grass Lake's favor. Now 5:01 on the clock. They're knocking on Manchester's door. Send the offense on the field.
Yeah, there's no point in killing clock here. You got to put it in the end zone, put this game out of reach.
Let's go under center. Pro formation. Real tight. Looks like a QB keep. No push from the Grass Lake line this time. Manchester holds up, keeps him out of the end zone. It looks like we'll wait for a signal from the officials, but I think that's going to be a second and goal. And no signal yet.
Still waiting for the pile to come out, and nope. So they're going to put it at the goal line.
Second down and goal.
4.5 minutes to go.
I think you run that QB keep again.
Yeah,
keeps the clock running. Now we're down to 4:25. Lutschko dive in there again. This time he's got the push, and they'll signal touchdown, Grass Lake. Defensive plays for the Grass Lake Warriors have been the difference maker in this game.
Absolutely.
20-0, they lead with 4:21 to go. And we're going to PAT. Fourth quarter brought to you by B&G Landscape.
You got 4 minutes and 21 seconds left to play. Steve, is that the nail in the coffin for Manchester?
Well, I mean, you got 0 points this far. Now you need 21 and 4:20. Yeah, I'd have to say it makes it real hard to get back from. They're going to go for two on the play. They ran kind of the same play twice in their two-point conversions. Looked like they're kind of setting that up. They roll out Lushka. Now he'll look back opposite side. Chased out of the pocket. Rolling, looking for an open man. He's got him back in the end zone. Tapped down, intercepted now. Jordan Good, and that'll be an ineffective two-point attempt. 20-0 is our score. We'll take a one-minute break. Manchester's last ditch when we return to Kimball 5.3 Football Frenzy.
Go blue, go green, go gold tag flooring sale. Collins Brothers Abbey Carpet of Jackson is passing you big savings with free carpet installations during the National Fall Gold Tag Flooring Sale. That's right, free installation on first string carpets from the Collins Brothers stable of premier carpet brands. First down, lifetime wear warranty. Second down, lifetime stain warranty. Third down, lifetime soil warranty. Touchdown, free carpet installation. Go Collins Brothers, go gold tag flooring sale. Going on now in downtown Jackson. Ghost Rider DJ Service wishes the best to the Grass Lake Warriors football team. Ghost Rider DJ Service provides entertainment for your holiday functions, weddings, school dances, and corporate events. Ghost Rider DJ Service has been entertaining you since 1995 and can be found at GhostRiderDJ.com and like them on Facebook. Ghost Rider DJ Service, striving to be the best in town and the best all around. Ghost Rider DJ Service, where the DJ makes the difference. Go Warriors!
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
And 4:21 left in this game. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. 20-0, Grass Lake all over Manchester. Defensive duel, Grass Lake's made more plays.
Yeah, Grass Lake looking for their second straight shutout.
And the kickoff bounces at the 30. Picked up by Brady Ballard. He fumbles. Grass Lake's on it. And that's going to effectively just about wrap this one up. With 4:12 on the clock, Grass Lake making big play after big play.
Cochran with the recovery. Or Hayden Cochran, excuse me. With the recovery. And that's going to be Grass Lake ball. 4:12 to play at the 31-yard line.
Grass Lake pumped. Starting to feel like they can, start to own this victory. 20-0, 4:12. I wouldn't expect it to be much on the offense, but a couple run plays to try and keep that clock revved up and counting down. Still 3 timeouts for Manchester, so I'm sure they'll extend this as long as they can.
Absolutely, but if they can pick up at least one first down, this game is probably pretty well out of reach here.
And there's a quick pass by Lutschka out to Henry. He's going to turn up the sideline. He's got some room. He might get to the end zone. He turns it inside and takes down the pylon. Touchdown.
Are they going to? No signal yet from the officials.
Well, we got one that looks like he wants to say that he's down, but the pylon goes down on the play. I don't know how they.
They're going to give him right at the goal line.
And that's not the way I saw from up here, but again, they have the angle. They've got the training. So they can stop him at the one. So what I thought was just going to be let's run out the clock turns into another grass-like big play.
Little bubble screen just to kill some clock, and great play there.
And there goes Lutschka diving into the end. He was tackled into the end zone by his tailback there. Touchdown Grass Lake, 26-0.
Whatever works there, great job. I don't know if you give Jeremiah Brandenburg credit for a tackle on that play or not, but it works. 26-0.
We're just under 4 minutes now in Grass Lake. Putting some distance between themselves and Manchester, and it looks like the final score might not represent what a hard-fought battle this really was. But Grass Lake just had enough extra plays to take the advantage.
High snap,
trying to set up 2-point play, and knocked away, incomplete. And 26-0, 3:54 to go, and we will take another 1 minute break here on the Football Frenzy. Grass Lake smelling victory.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
If your tailgate's boring, not enough food, then you need the Big Green Egg. That's right, the Big Green Egg. The Big Green Egg. Like the Mini Max Egg that can cook a 12-pound turkey, 4 burgers, 1 chicken, 2 steaks, or a rack of ribs. Found only at Pegasus Spas and Leisure Products on Main Street in Brooklyn. Plus, you'll also find 8 spas under $4,500. Get a hot tub for under $4,500. 100% financing available at Pegasus Spas and Leisure Products, Main Street in Brooklyn, your home for the Big Green Egg. And 8 spas under $4,500.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Grass Lake lining up for the kickoff. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on your K105.3 Football Frenzy game of the week. Under 4 minutes now. Grass Lake 26-0. The kickoff is up in the air at the 22. It's fielded by Good, and he rams into the coverage, and that's going to get him down to about the 39-yard line.
A little bit of authority there by Good and the tackle by Brett Lockridge. I mean, he basically, Lockridge just sort of held on when he tried to run through him. But it's good to see, a kick return and Good bringing that ball back with some authority, you know, not sort of leisurely making his way up the field. He still has some heart left in it.
So the Grass Lake defense will set up Manchester, trying to at least spoil the shutout here for Grass Lake. Zagil under center, I formation. There's a handoff, and actually Zagil's out of the game now. We got a new quarterback on the field. It is Tyler Horkey.
Freshman Tyler Horkey, 5'11", 135 for the freshman, getting a little bit of work in here.
26-0, 3:30 on the clock.
I think that's good for the freshmen to get into this game. It gives them a little bit of experience under center against a very, very good defense. Gets them some in-game experience, which is always significantly invaluable.
And he will fake the give to the fullback. Pitch out is covered well by Grass Lake. He will fight his way back to the original line of scrimmage on the carry as Paul Durheim. Having himself a nice night for Manchester.
On both sides of the football.
Yeah.
That'll keep the clock moving down to 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play.
Durheim's a junior, so Manchester's got another year of him to look forward to. I formation again for the Dutch. 2:42 on the clock. Third and long. Back to pass, Horkey. Pass a little high, intercepted on the tip, and McCullough is going to return, stepped out of bounds. Grass Lake will get the ball back.
That is Danny McCullough with the interception, and you and I were talking about our potential picks for player of the game, and with a defensive touchdown and now an interception, Danny McCullough is starting to rise his way back up to the top here.
Yeah, you get a couple guys in the conversation there, but you know, when you got a shutout going on, and the offense, honestly, for Grass Lake didn't look great a lot of the game. You really look to that defense for your player of the game. And we haven't had a defensive player of the game yet, really, this season. So,
man, a lot of guys making their case for it. And you got Michael Mullis with the huge punt block. And Zaccolo there, he's got the interception and the defensive touchdown.
Yep, and, you know, I mean, a lot of these players for Grass Lake have been excellent two-way players. You know, just a lot of guys on the field right now for Grass Lake. 2:33 to go in the tilt. And that's going to be a substitution penalty. There's just 11 on the field. Because they get one guy off.
And it looks like they've got their second team offense into the game as well. I believe that's Cody Nickerson going to end up under center for the Warriors.
That's what I see as well, Jason. Spread formation. Hand off, and Manchester defense gets right in the backfield, trying to pry that ball loose, and they'll finally tear him to the ground. Right back to the line of scrimmage. Second down, and I see about 15 for the Grass Lake Warriors.
That is correct, and that was Jeremiah Vandenberg on the carry for Grass Lake, the stop by Gus Rickelman.
Nickerson getting the call from the sideline. Grass Lake doesn't huddle up. They just look for some signs and signals, and they know what to do. Shotgun for Nickerson. Substitute quarterback in for the Warriors. Trip receivers to the right, and he'll give again to Brandenburg. He's got a lot of room to run before he's hit. And he's going to go for almost 10 yards on the play.
That was Nick Tindall on the tackle.
Grass Lake, third down, 6 from the Manchester 39-yard line.
Got a minute and a half to go in the fourth quarter here.
Clock ticking away. Nickerson getting the call from the sideline. And 1:22 now on the clock before the play will get off. Here's your snap. Give it to Brandenburg again. And he's dragged down from behind. That's a nice tackle by Gus Rickelman. In on the stop a couple times now here. And that'll bring up fourth down for Grass Lake with 1:02 on the clock. Now a minute. And Manchester's not going to use any of their timeouts here to stop it. Still 26-0. Looks like Grass Lake will go to 4-0 on the season to make that 3-0 in the Cascades Conference.
Well on their way to yet another run into the playoffs.
And Nickerson will the QB keep pulled down immediately. Nowhere to go. Grass Lake will turn it over on downs with 36 seconds left in the tilt.
And really the score didn't really indicate just how close this game was up until the last probably 5 minutes of this game. This football game could have gone either way.
Yeah, Grass Lake was just able to make some big defensive plays. And again, that was the way they won this game, was with their defense. The 26 points they put on the board, they get three of those scores, 18 points of it from great defensive plays.
Yeah, you had the punt block that set up the touchdown. You had the fumble recovery for a touchdown. We had an interception.
That sets up the big Henry
score.
Play that gets down. Yeah, so kudos to the Grass Lake defense. You know, they get, and, you know, I like to come watch them because I know they're going to play a wide-open offense where they're going to get, you know, they're going to get back and throw, and you're going to see a lot of guys get involved. But tonight it was the defense that really sold Grass Lake for me. And you know, you're going to need that if you expect to make a deep playoff run, and you're starting to get the feeling that they feel like they have that ability.
Oh, absolutely, especially if you're able to pitch shutouts in this conference. The Cascades Conference has some really good offensive teams, and Manchester included, and if you can pitch shutouts like this, It's one thing to do it against a program that hasn't had a varsity squad in a number of years. It's another to do it against a team like Manchester.
Yeah, I've been watching Manchester since I'm in high school, and we were playing against them, and
they've always been good.
Yeah, and tonight they never really got any kind of offensive momentum going. The big play just wasn't something that was happening for them. Horky gets an open guy out in the flat, and he's got a first down pass to Zach Smith. And Manchester moves the chains one more time, 27.7 on the clock in this game, into Grass Lake territory at the 48.
Lucas Chalander on the stop, the linebacker for Grass Lake. And this young freshman quarterback for Manchester is looking pretty solid.
And now back to pass again. Got another open guy overthrown. Horky came out and threw the interception, but it was tipped. It's one that gets credited to the quarterback, but you never feel like it's his fault.
Yeah.
If it hits the receiver in the hands and then it turns into an interception, you kind of blame the receiver, though. It'll always be credited to the quarterback. What do they got Horky listed at here?
He is
5'11", 135. Something tells me he'll be spending a lot of time in the weight room between now and next season. You get a pitch out, and nice tackle by Grass Lake for the stop.
Tyler Elliott on the carry, and there are flags everywhere.
Noah Parker with the tackle, and 9.6 seconds to go in the game, and that's got to be some taunting or something over there.
Something happening here. Definitely going against the defensive side of the football.
26-0, Grass Lake will emerge victorious. Whether or not it'll be a shutout, I guess maybe have a lot to do with what happens with this penalty. Unsportsmanlike against Grass Lake. And we're going to one against Manchester, too, so we'll offset those. Nothing will happen. So time for one, maybe two plays, depending on what happens here with the Manchester offense. Horky, freshman QB, getting some time on the field.
The clock is running.
Oh, they did start the clock back up, so we won't get another play. And that's your final score, 26-0. Double zeros on the clock. Grass Lake with a defensive show, shutting out the Manchester Dutch. And I wish I had the capability of getting back into the statistics to see when the last time Manchester got held scoreless, because I bet that it's been a while.
It's been a long time, I would wager.
So we'll take a two-minute break here on the post game. We'll come back and name our Subway player of the game and wrap up the broadcast, set things up for next week's football frenzy. 26-0, the Warriors over the Flying Dutchman on K105.3.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. That's the 350 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 350 sub of the day, every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net. We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, why is it that our high school athletes need a chiropractic checkup?
Well, sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels, as evidenced by Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps crediting much of their success to chiropractic care. Chiropractic is readily available to top athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance. Our youth and high school athletes can and should receive the same benefits.
Go to DocPenn.com to learn more and download your certificate for a consult and exam. Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce would like to wish the Grass Lake Warriors the best this season. Whether you're already a resident, a visitor, or just looking for a great place to live, work, and raise your family, the Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to spend some time exploring the many possibilities within the Grass Lake area. Grass Lake offers a variety of local activities and events, such as their chili cook-off, music in the park, traffic jamming, and much more. Check out the full calendar for the various events at grasslakechamber.org.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, the Grass Lake Warriors, victorious tonight over the Manchester Flying Dutchman in a shutout, 26-0. And it was tough because, you know, if we could give the player of the game to the entire Grass Lake defense in a shutout night like they got tonight, I would. But we got to pick a guy. I think a name that you called out quite a few times on tackles and had a big punt block and just, you know, I like to say his name. He's got the alliteration thing going on. Michael Mullitz.
Absolutely.
Our player of the game. Made some tackles and, again, the big punt block. And just he's kind of representing the Grass Lake defense for us tonight because, you know,
yeah,
11 guys, probably more like 18 guys. Are, you know, they did a lot of substitutions and they stayed fresh. And they made tackles, and I was impressed with the Grass Lake's defense tonight.
Absolutely. They did a fantastic job rotating guys in and out, especially on the defensive line. The secondary held up strong, and Michael Mullitz, really, the game could have gone either way until that huge punt block really turned it up, and that was the turning point of this game. And without that punt block, really, this game could have gone either way.
Right. It went from a two-score game where Manchester, you know, the defensive stand, they get the ball back, trailing by two scores. Instead, it turns into three scores and starts to look out of hand. So, big play there, and Michael Mullitz, our Subway player of the game tonight, as Grass Lake will improve to 4-0 on the season, 3-0 in the league, and they will go on to face Vandercook Lake next week, which will be a winnable game for Grass Lake, but it's on the road, and, you know, What we're going to start seeing as the season rolls on a little bit, too, is that weather might start playing a factor, maybe some rain, colder temperatures, who knows, you know. So Grass Lake will look to stay undefeated at Vandercook Lake next week. Manchester falls to 2-2 overall in the season, 2-1 in the Cascades Conference, and they'll be set up against East Jackson next week, which will be a good opportunity for them to get back in the win column. It's an East Jackson team that's had some early success. They beat Vandercook Lake in one of our games earlier in the season, but again, we saw that they got beat 53-0 against Grass Lake a week ago, so Manchester will be back on their feet in that one. Our next broadcast is coming to you from Napoleon High School, a place that we've already visited once this season, but Hanover Horton will be the Pirates' opponent this time, and that'll be our first look at the Comets this season, and I'm excited for that game because I think it's going to be a good matchup. Jason, thanks for coming out tonight.
Anytime, Steve. I'm always happy to join you up here.
Yeah, we Matt Lehman again took the night off to enjoy watching both of his children, Lindsay and I should know his son's name off the top of my head, but I'm getting that mental block when you know it but you can't come up with it. And Matt might be mad at me, but both of his children, his son and daughter, are going to be enshrined in that a wall of fame at Concord High School, which a big deal for them. So glad Matt
to both of them.
That. Yeah. But we'll expect Matt Lehman to be back with Jason. He's going to be around when we need him. I appreciate you coming out. We did a good job tonight, and I had a fun time watching this game. Grass Lake again, victorious over Manchester, 26-0. Join us next week for the Football Frenzy. Head out to Napoleon a little early because you're going to get a better seat in the bleachers, but you're also going to have a chance to sign up for a two-year lease on a 2017 Chevy Cruze from Art Main Chevrolet. Thanks to all our sponsors. Thanks to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. So many people were getting free popcorn out here tonight. It was cool to hear the kids running around. They're just like, free popcorn, what the heck? It's awesome.
Absolutely.
Thanks to the staff out here at Grass Lake. They're really welcoming to us and set me up with a couple of hot dogs. So I got nothing but nice things to say. I love the setup out here, the field.
Oh, yeah.
It looks great. And
we have to point out right now, too, that the Grass Lake Marching Band is leading a lap around the track for the Relay for Life. Really cool thing coinciding with the football game there, leading some of the survivors and people walking in memoriam of people who unfortunately couldn't be with us due to the horrible battles of cancer. But a really cool thing that Grass Lake is doing tonight.
Yeah, so when we leave, they don't. These kids are going to be out here all night, 24 hours, the way the Relay for Life works. And they couldn't be more excited. So good things going on in Grass Lake. Make sure you check out the, was it Wednesday night that Joe DeBoe was up here telling us about?
Yep.
They've got a big music event going on in downtown, shutting down the street in downtown Grass Lake. And Chris Hitchcock coming all the way from Nashville to perform for his hometown. So cool stuff going on in Grass Lake. Find them on Facebook, the Chamber of Commerce out here in Grass Lake. Busy, busy, busy. We'll wrap it up for tonight and send it back to the studio. Mike Reed, thanks for his work. Pushing the buttons, twisting the knobs. Jason Smith, I'm Steve Boyle. Can't wait to talk to you next Friday.
Tonight's presentation of the Game of the Week on K105.3 is a Jackson Radio Works production and has been brought to you in part by Artmain Chevrolet, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers, Northwest Community Schools, Pegasus Spas and Leisure Products, ERA Reardon Realty, the Jackson YMCA, Penn Chiropractic Center, Lester Brothers, Jackson Public Schools, B&G Landscape Creations, Tri-County Water, Subway, Callis Brothers Floor Covering, Grass Lake Chamber of Commerce, Ghost Rider DJs. We now return to your regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.